The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
In a house where orange juice and Sunny Delight aren't the same, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Tim, Doyle, and Gabe.
Love the D. The
master boofer.
Orange juice, like, what is the pulp?
Gross.
Like the same stuff they put in, like, scrubbing soap bars.
Have you seen the Saturday Night Live, like, fake commercial skit where it's like Minute Maid all pulp?
Ugh. And he's
like, just pouring, like,
paste
pulp like a carton.
Oh, that's
it's
gross.
Fucking brutal.
Hey, yeah. We're recording.
Oh, sorry. Hey, everybody.
Perfect.
You all right, perfect. Bro? You've almost died a couple times today already.
I know, man.
He's had too much Sunny Delight.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not enough.
It's all the Church of Satan.
He ate too many babies at the Church of Satan yesterday. Yeah.
I don't go to the Church of Satan. Let's be really clear about that.
Is it like the House of Satan?
No.
International House of Satan.
I can explain it.
Do they have pancakes there?
House of Satan.
little pentagram pancakes.
That even sounds heavily.
International House of Babies.
We're going to the IHOS.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 109 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I am Gabe.
I'm Juan.
Tim.
I'm Doyle.
Apparently, we're going to roast Gabe for being a Satanist today.
Why is your mic pointed right at the ceiling? Move the mic.
He was good.
So we're not going to go into the pop culture classic right
pretending
now.
Pretending it was like Shaq's dick.
I don't want to forget this moment. There's a scene in the film where the news reporter is talking about the beach, and he's holding the microphone by his stomach, and I look at Tim, and I go, I bet Juan's super pissed about where that guy's holding the mic.
Hold it up to your mouth.
What the fuck, man?
Nobody did any real goddamn research for this shit.
Get her away from your dick. Hold it like an actual mic.
Your dick's not talking, your fucking pie hole is.
Maybe his dick is talking. Maybe he's got a Quato down there somewhere.
A Quato?
Yeah. Total Recall?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's been a long time.
Deep pool.
Wow.
That was a deep pool.
I was like, wow, that's a
movie
weird
I
thing
haven't seen since 1994.
I'm surprised it's not a pop culture classic yet.
I liked
it
Total Recall.
Will be. He now pulls that giant thing out of his nose. That part actually haunts me still.
It's like a tracker or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always love the part at the
end.
The
size of a softball in his nose somehow.
I think the part of Total Recall that is the most memorable for me is because I was in middle school when I saw it. It's a lady with three boobs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And like every kid in my school was like, dude, there's a lady with three tits in that movie. It's like, what?
Isn't there a midget prostitute in there, too?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah. I barely remember
that's
that
Michael
movie.
Kirk.
That's Mike Kirk's favorite part.
The thing with like, the growth coming out of it.
It's like three tits, nah, midgets.
Get back to the midget. Goo.
Pause, rewind.
Skip scene.
Midget. Oh, man.
She has a perm, too, if I believe.
There go all of our midget listeners.
I saw him yesterday.
Do we have midget listeners?
I mean, I...
That'd
God,
cool.
I wish...
I would hope
that'd
so.
That'd be amazing.
When we ask people to write in, I really wish they would write in. Let themselves be known.
Dozens and dozens of listeners.
Fives. Fives of fans.
If you be midget, be writing us. There's a midget that works at the post office in Greeley. I see him run across the street sometimes.
We probably should stop saying midget, though.
Oh, sorry. Honestly, that's one of those
is
ones
midget
where like,
a bad
the,
word?
The better term sounds way worse to me. Like little person.
Little people?
Yeah, yeah, little people sounds too demeaning.
Like midget
like,
sounds like a thing. Little
you're
people
a thing.
Just sounds like you're not quite a people.
I was listening
you're
to an interview
people.
With with Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
He said he likes to be called a midget.
Like what?
Who's Hornswoggle?
He's a
midget
wrestler. He was in WWE.
I've always wondered like where that word even comes from. Midget.
Probably freak shows from like 1800s, earlier than that, maybe.
I don't know.
Like just something like
probably look that nerdery up later.
I mean, there's a lot of derogatory terms where you're like, where the fuck did that come from?
Well, I know most of them.
So we need to have
like
an episode on. Wow.
Christ killer.
You need to have an episode on derogatory terms, whether they're really derogatory or not.
I don't think we need to have that episode.
I mean, I'm all for it, but we don't.
I feel like you would edit a lot of that episode.
Well, we had John Still on. He said Coon's age wasn't derogatory.
That's true. We got un-racist. We thought we were being racist, but we weren't.
We undoiled ourselves.
We undoiled ourselves. Oh, man. So who has stuff? Who read things, watched stuff?
I watched a lot of stuff.
Did we all watch Captain Marvel at this point?
No.
No? You still haven't watched?
You still haven't seen it yet?
Well, I've gone to go see it, and then I'd failed.
Fucking slacker.
It's really good.
You failed? Like you fell asleep?
I fell asleep in my vehicle because I was so tired.
Wow, that's dangerous.
Well, I wasn't parked.
It's a good way to get raped.
Honestly, though, I was just running super late, and I was like, fuck, I'm too late. And then I was sitting there, and I was like, I could wait for, like, the next half-hour show, and then it was an hour and a half later.
Well, then.
We can talk about it. Sounds like it's his fucking fault. He hasn't seen it.
I'm going to talk about Bumblebee later, and Juan hasn't seen that, so.
I haven't seen it either, because who gives a fuck about a Transformers movie?
Yeah, I'm super behind on it. It was really well loved. I'm just behind on Transformers, and I don't know if that even matters in that movie.
What do you want?
Does it matter?
Just find out.
Do you have to watch Transformers in order to know that?
The beginning scene, no. My whole gripe is the beginning scene of the movie. They're on. Oh, guys, I had a brain fart.
Cybertron?
They are on Cybertron, having the war with the Decepticons before they've ever come to Earth, and their bodies are still in the shape of the fucking cars that they transform into. Optimus Prime still has the fucking semi chest piece. I'm like, you haven't been to Earth yet, asshole. Like, what the fuck?
Maybe there's another semi world out there.
You know, they're just pandering to like the retro audience. I fucking love that scene. Seeing all the characters looking the way they should. I was like,
it is actually,
fuck yeah, finally.
It's a sick scene. Like, the fight on Cybertron is like the old cartoon.
Like I want more of that. I couldn't. The rest of the movie was fucking cool, but I wanted way more of that.
So what's the premise of Bumblebee? I know it's his origin story, but what's the plot of the movie?
The Transformers have to abandon Cybertron because they're getting their asses kicked by the Decepticons.
And Cybertron is where they live, for people who don't watch Transformers.
It's where they're from.
So
yeah.
Optimus sends Bumblebee to Earth to develop a hidden base on Earth and protect it from the Decepticons. Because he's going to bring all the... Optimus is going out into the galaxy to tell all the Autobots to... reboot on Earth. I don't know why Earth, but
some of them
because there's not a plot to the movie if it's not on Earth.
Yeah,
I guess that's true.
Because some of them do get stuck on other planets and they get killed like immediately.
Oh yeah, they merc like fucking cut a Transformer in half in the first like,
nice.
Yeah, that's
couple
fucking
minutes of the movie.
Brutal.
This one fucking Decepticon has a gun that just turns people into water balloons. Essentially,
yeah.
He's like, I like the way they pop.
It's like he fucking melts dudes literally. It's fucking metal.
So is it pretty good?
It's pretty good.
It's way better than the other Transformers movies.
And it's
quite a bit.
It's a soft reboot of the entire. Like,
that's what I heard.
Will my kids dig it, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's I can use that as an excuse to watch it.
It's got Hannah, it's got Hannah written all over
you
it.
You can't just like it?
Nope.
You're and it's such got a this.
Bitch. I know.
It's
no,
got this.
For me, it's really. I genuinely just have zero interest in it because the other ones were so bad, and I liked the cartoon so much when I was a kid. But if my friends like it, I'll check it out because that's what happens with everything. My friends go, "Yeah, it wasn't so bad." I'm like, "Yeah, I'll give it a shot."
So I
kind of liked the first. I mean, kind of because it's not really that great. I understand, but I kind of liked the first Transformers movie.
I like.
I did too.
Yeah,
I liked the it was
first
tolerable.
And then when the second one came out, I was like, the first one was good enough. I don't need to see any more.
And then they made five more.
Second one, I was totally on board with just, it's cool to watch the big robots fight. But the movie part of it, I was just like, what are they doing?
Do you think Shia fucked that up? Do you think that the Wahlberg movie would have been okay had it come after the very first one instead of 17 issues later?
I have no idea.
My thing is, I just like... humans were always like main kind of a nuisance in the Transformers cartoon. It's like, all right, kid, let's go try not to get killed. Fucking Wahlberg's in there with a sword fighting robots, like giant robots. I'm just like, come on.
See, for me,
you can't believe that, but you can believe there's robots on Earth.
There are robots on her butt.
No, but not that kind of a robot.
Yeah, we fuck them.
We're looking at you, Gabe.
It just looks so fake.
Deadpan.
With this three-story tall robots like bringing the hammer down, and Wahlberg's like, "Don't."
Ding. Well, I mean, he's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, bro.
He just uses his sexy face to block the blows.
Marky Mark in the house. Yeah.
He is sexy.
Yeah.
It's not really my kind of Wahlberg.
I'm more of a Donnie.
Donnie's pretty good too. Yeah.
It's a good movie. I went to see it with AC and Bailey, and they are the largest Transformer fans I know.
Yeah.
Like, they have it in their pool. They play the fucking card game. There's like a Magic the Gathering deck building card game for Transformers.
That's weird.
But there's a deck building card game for everything.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's an easy way to monetize something.
Oh yeah,
like another license.
But like
L5R
in that movie,
that game so much.
It's still around as genuinely one of the best collectible.
Well, God, he's going to church now. He's putting in blessings,
right?
It's one of the best collectible card games there is. Like,
it's out there.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember I think we used to play it together, but
that and Jihad were probably my two favorites.
Jihads.
They had to change the name of it.
You think?
Or they risked a jihad against them.
Cool, Bumblebee.
Yes.
It's a fucking good movie.
It is a good movie. I just watched in the beginning. I was like, why does he look like a fucking semi? He has not been to Earth.
So Juan got in a Captain Marvel argument. That was pretty funny. A guy on our page was talking about how...
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
But I wasn't talking about how good or bad the movie was. It's made a lot of money. That's a proven fucking point.
That was what was funny about it, though, is he literally was like, I have friends that work at a movie theater. They said it's been way slower. It's like, your one group of friends at a movie theater trumps, like, actual fucking statistics?
Who knows where he lives, too? It could be in Bumblefuck, Kentucky. He only had 10 people instead of 15. Captain Marvel this weekend.
I just thought it was really funny.
Well, and that's the thing. Look, like we as a group generally don't like everything together. Like, you know what I mean? One of us or two of us doesn't like shit, which is fine.
No. And you guys like stuff. I hate it. It's okay.
That's okay, though. I wasn't even arguing the validity of his opinion on the movie. Like, I don't even give a fuck.
You even said that. You're like... Your opinion's fine.
Yeah.
This says something 100% the opposite of what you're saying.
Like
not about
my favorite part is when he's like, it almost cost $1 trillion or like a billion.
He thought it cost $1 billion.
Like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
No movie. I think Avatar probably cost a fucking shit ton of money, but
it didn't cost
the last
billion.
Blade Runner. That was an expensive movie.
There's no way it cost $1 billion.
It's up there, though. It's got to be up there.
it's just crazy.
How much is this?
You probably just Google highest movie budgets.
I don't know. He's working on it for a while.
It's going to cost basically the national deficit.
He's working on that and Terminator at the same time. James Cameron
can't
is.
Can't stop cranking the Terminator.
I'm so fucking
I hear
for
that one's
going to
be good. I can't wait.
Terminator 2.
I can't wait for that one. I was excited for the other one, but this one excites me a lot more than any of the other ones at this point.
I've paid no attention to any part of it, so.
There hasn't really been much out there, though. It's pretty under wraps. Yeah. They released some photos and behind the scenes stuff here and there, but otherwise it's pretty closed.
It's not the Terminator we need. It's the one we deserve.
It's like critically acclaimed, but terrible.
That fucking Captain Marvel, though, I'm guessing at this point has made over $1 billion.
Oh, it's got to be up there.
So even if that guy is right, which I know he's not right, even if the fucking movie costs $700,000, you've still grossed at least $400,000 or $500,000 at this point.
Guy's not the comedian, is he?
The idea of when a movie is successful is so bizarre to me. Because it's like, if a movie costs, just to put a number on it, $1 million, and it made $2 million, to me that's successful.
Right.
I'm like, you doubled the fucking million.
Right.
That's a lot.
And we've had this...
Technically a flop, though. It's weird.
Well, we've had this conversation before that success and how good of a movie really don't go hand in hand with each other. Even they can, but they don't always.
Most
Matt
of our
was
pop culture classics
about,
of failures. Yeah. Cinematic. Box office...
But speaking. I mean, at the end of the day, money really rules the roost. Captain Marvel fucking making that much, it'll get a sequel. It will. If they want to, it'll get a sequel.
Fucking A.
The $1 million movie that makes $5 million could get a sequel if it wanted to. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it doesn't. Money is really what rules this industry. It sucks sometimes, but it is.
What we think, except for us. Yeah. Incidentally, there has never been a movie that cost $1 billion to produce.
Oh, there you go.
This literally never happened.
Did it say what the highest one was?
That's what I'm saying.
It looked like $400 million is like one of the highest costing movies.
God damn, it's so much money. Which movie was it?
I don't remember.
But see, what I was reading was Captain Marvel was made for $150 million, and then they have generally their advertising, for some reason, like fucking doubles it. Yeah. And so, okay, they spend $300,000, $400,000 on a movie that's already probably past $1 billion.
Yeah.
It's insane how much fucking money this money is making. Yeah.
So, opinions.
And it went up. It made this amount opening weekend, and it made more.
Yeah, the second weekend. Yeah,
which like never happens.
Ever happens.
Yeah.
Because a bunch of people heard, oh, it's going to be terrible because, you know, lady superhero. Then every guys like us that don't give a shit about any of that went to see the movie and were like, yeah, it was really good. You should go watch it.
It was fun.
And everybody's friends went, oh, Juan liked it. I should go see it too. Or, oh, Gabe actually liked something. I should go watch that.
I heard it was like good, but not one of the best Marvel movies.
So. I would say, like, you know how Ant-Man was like surprisingly enjoyable?
So Ant-Man's actually one of my favorite Marvel movies, but I know what you're saying.
So like, yeah that's what I'm saying. Like, Ant-Man was like surprisingly enjoyable. You're like, oh, here's a second tier character. This is way funnier and better than I was anticipating it.
Yeah, it's just a fun movie.
Captain Marvel is like the other side of that. It's here's a second tier character.
This is not a fun movie.
No. Here's a second tier character that I maybe don't know a ton about. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of where I was. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. There was tons of, like, funny moments and great exciting moments, but it was exactly what you would expect from a second tier superhero.
So
it was just, oh, that was cool. And it's going to tie together a bunch of other stuff, which I think in the long run is going to make rewatching it more fun.
So let's take away team-up movies. Because at the end of the day, most people are going to look at Marvel movies and they're in, from what I've heard, and they're going to say Civil War is probably the fucking best movie. That's pretty popular opinion. Well, it will individually.
Until Endgame.
Individually, we probably. Right. But there's a lot of people out there who that's really their favorite movie.
Let's go around the table.
I think it's mine.
Yeah, but what I'm saying though.
Well, it's definitely my favorite.
But what I'm saying though is taking apart team up movies, what is everybody's singular one superhero favorite movie? Probably Thor would probably be the next one for me, the third one.
Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm.
For me, it's Winter Soldier. That's technically
it's a team up movie, though. That's what I'm saying.
But it's Captain America.
Captain America.
It's a Captain America.
But I'm talking about a movie that just has the one main
Thor. Well, Thor 3.
Thor has Hulk in it.
Yeah.
So you're talking
Iron Man,
non-Avenger films.
Iron Man, yeah.
Captain America,
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, the ones that are like just
the
hero.
Yeah.
So Black Thor Panther. 3, Winter Soldier, Black Panther.
That's a good one.
Doctor Strange is, I think, my favorite Marvel movie, period. But
because she has the at this point in time, Captain Marvel has the less advantage. Well, I don't even know how the fuck to say it. She's going up against Endgame because it's coming up here soon. Right. So you're looking at it as almost how is it going to be as popular as something that has every fucking Avenger in it?
Yeah.
So, but in reality, I'm curious how it stacks up to the singular movies. How does this stack up to all the origin story movies that we've seen at this point? You know what I mean?
I would say it's probably still in the middle.
And that's what I'm getting at, because Iron Man 3 or was it 2 or 3?
Iron Man 2 is terrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I mean. Like it's
fucking movie.
Mandarin, like that movie is fucking awful.
Mandarin's 3.
Whiplash is 2.
Terrible.
It's just disrespect.
Iron Man 2 is like
Iron Man's like most legit bad guys, and like he's an actor.
What?
Yeah.
fuck you too, Marvel.
And then Iron Man 2, bad guy's like, I'm going to use an electric whip. That failed. Well, let's try it one more time. Oh, it failed again.
Third time's the charm.
Well, I just hated the second one where they fucking Kamiyamiya'd his ass. Like, yeah. Join forces, Goku. Blow him up.
Goo.
Well, that's what pisses me off. The first Iron is Man that is you, if you don't like the movie, yeah. That's fine. Whatever. You don't like the movie, but it's better than some of the other solo movies.
Absolutely.
We've got. For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, like, dude, the second Thor movie is also a fucking hot mess. Like, I saw that in the theater and I was watching it like, I guess that's a way to do this. You know, like,
Thor 3 was definitely a course correction for Thor.
We're going to make an amazing movie to follow up the trash one.
Boop, boop, boop.
Speaking of,
I just like how Odin's just a dick in the second movie.
He's like, fuck your girlfriend, get her out of here.
Get your fucking bitch out of here. She's sick, don't give a fuck. That's what happens to them humans. Come on with you, bitch.
Oh, she's got an Infinity Stone. Fuck, all right, I guess she could stay.
Is his name Taika Waititi? Is that how you
Taika
say
Waititi.
Taika Waititi?
Yeah.
He's going to be voicing IG-88 yes. in the Mandalorian movie, which is amazing.
And I don't know anything about IG-88.
IG-88 is...
I know he's a bounty hunter.
He's a bounty hunting droid. And what makes IG-88 kind of like a fan favorite is there was a book series called Tales of the Bounty Hunters that had, you know, different stories based around all the bounty hunters that are in that scene
right.
when Darth Vader sends them out to get Han Solo. And IG-88's, like, inner monologue of, like, AI and his, like, disdain for humanity as a droid is phenomenal. And it was genuinely one of the funniest short stories I read in high school. Nice. And I cannot wait to see what they do with it. Because I guarantee with as much of a nerd as that guy is, he's read that. And he's going to bring that. I mean,
dude,
just
a lot
think
of the
about
old Star
his
Wars
character.
Stories and books were really good.
They are really good. Just think about his.
And they're not even canon anymore.
If other people read, we could have a podcast about that one.
Dude, there are a fuck ton of Star Wars.
Oh, I know.
Books.
I've read a lot of them.
Yeah, me too.
I could listen.
So here we go.
You can't read.
I have the list. Anyone want to guess what the most expensive movie
is? Titanic.
Ever made?
Gone with the Wind.
Nope.
I thought Avatar.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
That makes sense.
Oh. At $379 million. Oof. Next up is...
So they probably spent $800
million. That's a lot of rum.
So I'll do the top...
All done.
And they probably made about five... Cold hard dollars.
Yeah.
That.
I'll just do like the top five. Age of Ultron at number two for $365. Wow. Infinity War at $316. Pirates of the Caribbean and at World's End at $300. Justice League at $300. And the Solo Story at $275.
Justice League's on that list.
The Solo Story? Mostly because they had to reshoot the film after they fired
money
the directors.
Too. After everything was said and done, Justice League lost money, which is fucking nuts.
Well, is it?
It's not when you...
No, well, I mean, but I mean, it's supposed to be one of those movies. Yeah. It's supposed to be one of those movies that's like, how can you fucking not make money on this? You know what I mean?
Disrespect the subject material. Yeah. Well, they assume that they had all these iconic characters. You just butt-fuck a story on the screen, and you're like, it works. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
They went backwards.
The reason those characters are so popular is because of how... like vital the writing is in those comic books. It's not just the pretty pictures.
Right.
It's about what's happening.
It's something I've been saying for a long time though. They went backwards. They thought because Marvel had worked so far into building their characters and then their fucking team up movie killed it that they could just jump right to team up movie and it would work. And it does not fucking work that way.
Right, because you've got to actually tell a story.
Yeah.
Like
I don't think you could do that. I think you could. They just didn't do it in respect. Flash is a nobody, and he sucks. And you just throw this new Batman in, who hasn't been Batman for like the last three Batmans that we've been used to. And the only person in the movie who's any good is Wonder Woman, really. I didn't even like Aquaman that much in the Justice League movie.
Well,
and that's good.
What I'm saying is that you don't have a chance to like these people who are on the screen for 30 minutes total. You know what I mean? It's if I had seen the Aquaman movie, or if people had seen the Aquaman movie beforehand, I bet you that they would have a lot more Aquaman people going to Justice League. Like I think that's true. That would have worked better.
And that's the other thing that the team up movies do is you have this like. Take a movie like Black Panther that had like an incredibly singular audience of black people that went right. to see it that had never seen a superhero movie before or that had no interest in superheroes before. And then a movie like Captain Marvel that's intentionally engaging like a female right. audience and bringing that audience in. And then a movie like Thor Ragnarok that's really, really funny and like brings in that particular audience. And then a movie like Winter Soldier that's like a spy movie and like an action like espionage right. movie. And you have all these different audiences that you've built through the singular movies. And then you say, oh, you love Black Panther? He's in this. You love Captain Marvel? He's in this. You love Captain America? He's in this.
Right.
And all of those different fan bases then all go to see that right. giant movie. Maybe just to see the one or two characters that they like. And it's just – it's an intelligent way to build a story.
I agree. I also think that they – something I've been touting this whole time. I think they should have used the on-screen – the small screen characters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a built-in base. You have a giant fucking audience for these characters already.
The fact that they didn't use the television Flash and didn't right. use Green Arrow – is just shitting the bed.
But
like, it's a mistake.
But then you go – but then you're able to be like, well, there was this Batman versus Superman movie. There was a Superman movie prior to that. I don't have to tell that story anymore. The Flash has four seasons already. You know what I mean? Like then you don't have to tell origin right,
because,
stories.
Because it's already out.
Because it's there. Yeah. I hate it. It's dumb. Man.
DC shit the bed on that one.
DC, like, you are fucking up, bud.
The right way. Like, it should have started out – with them waking up Superman and him being evil. And for the first half of the movie, it should have been all the superheroes ganging together to stop him and then going to the evil guy. Instead of Superman just waking up for 2 seconds being like, I'm evil, fuck you, Batman, all right, I'm good again. Like, that was the weirdest fucking scene in any movie besides Martha, which is in the same
Martha,
what did you say?
It was really weird because at the end, Superman just fucking destroys everything. Like, you didn't... Okay, I waited this whole movie for him to wake up and just fucking manhandle everybody. Right. Like, that was kind of lame. Yeah.
I'm also a fan of justice.
Just wakes up and he's like, my bitch had me strong. The only good scene in the movie, though, is when he's fighting the rest of the Justice League, really. And that's just because he's fighting them. Like, it's not... well written or anything.
And like the men, so like
it just like bitch slaps Aquaman into the next planet.
Scene is so funny.
Like I said, there's always like in the epically bad comic movie, there's always like an epic scene. But that scene where the Flash is running around him and then he realizes Superman can actually see him still, that's a dope ass scene.
Yeah, because the look like on that. The Flash's face, he's like, yeah. Oh, what? Wait, what?
That's why why I absolutely fucking love the TV show crossovers, because you get those scenes where it's like that is ripped fucking right from a comic book and it looks awesome.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Dark Phoenix trailer?
Looks fucking horrible.
It looks terrible.
God damn it.
But there is a scene where Phoenix does that. Like Quicksilver's running at her and she looks at him, like makes hard eye contact, and you see his face go, ah, fuck.
Shit.
Other than that movie looks fucking god awful, and they're gonna ruin one of my favorite.
Apocalypse already did that to him too.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but now Marvel has it.
I cannot wait to see what they do,
man.
With X, like the X properties,
they need to be rebooted hard.
Yeah,
really bad.
Like
I saw an amazing meme that so Deadpool is the only property that they're not going to reboot.
Let me preface this because we're going to be 2 weeks ahead. So a few days ago. The merger finally closed is right. what yeah. we're talking about.
Yeah.
So Disney officially owns Fox properties. So that's where we're at. We kind of just jumble into things, but that's what you're talking about is hopefully they're going to reboot some stuff.
Deadpool's the only one not getting rebooted. And I think by contract, it's the only one that can't have its rating changed. It will stay rated R.
So somebody posted a meme that was like the end credit scene of Endgame should be Deadpool running into like the end of all the chaos and being like, sorry, guys. I'm sorry I'm late. That merger took forever.
That'd be awesome.
That would be funny.
I saw him dressed in the little white uniform. Yeah, shit. That was cool as fuck. That looked cool as fuck. So, I'm excited. I put it on the Facebook page too. I'm super. It was crazy to me that they made that distinction already. If that's what happens, that Deadpool was going to stay put, like, because that was the one property everybody was like, "Fuck, it's rated R. I don't know if it's going to even be around anymore." And for Disney to just be like, "Yeah, we're going to keep it," and not know what's going on with everybody else, it's just a crazy distinction to me.
It is funny.
So quickly. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it, because if they make that distinction, so those two movies become like part of the Marvel canon, which means really the only thing preventing them from having an X movie with a lot of the same actors, it is just what they decide to do, because right. a lot of the new generation of X actors are in a couple scenes of yeah. the second Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
So you could have
they're like glimpses.
You could have Kelsey Grammer's Beast and that kind of stuff. Which
that would be
cool.
Funny as hell.
I still want Colossus to be Colossus.
Me too.
Whatever the fuck happens, he's awesome.
Yeah,
he loves playing Colossus.
That guy's so fucking
loves
fun.
Comic books. I do love that scene too. He's all, "How comes I can't get any like high level, like top tier X Men? You just see Beast slide the door shut."
I think I think if they reboot them, they're getting all new characters.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I do like some of the actors I like.
The only X-Men movie that's good, if you take Deadpool out of the equation, is the one where they kill Wolverine. It's like the only good one.
Logan.
Yeah, Logan's the shit.
Logan,
that movie was well
amazing.
Done.
It was a beautiful movie.
What actors do you want to stay the same if they do a new X-Men movie?
I love Kelsey Grammer as Beast.
Yeah, he was dope.
He is a really good Beast.
He is and it's such a fucking weird. Like, you're like, what the fuck, Kelsey Grammer?
You can't get a better Xavier than Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What's his name does a real good job.
He does.
Fucking hell's his name.
But Patrick Stewart.
I know. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, why not both?
Sir
Picard,
Patrick
bro.
Stewart.
But I think I like Michael Fassbender's Magneto a little bit more than Ian, whatever the hell his last name is.
He's like a little too old.
Yeah.
Like, he just went a little too old on the Magneto in the first couple episodes.
I mean, he is supposed to be like a World War II vet, sort of.
Yeah,
like,
same. He was a little kid. He's the same age as Xavier, and Xavier does not look like a 90-year-old man.
Well,
like,
because he's Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
He doesn't age, man.
Sorry, we don't
He's
need
looked him. Exactly the same since, like, 85.
Yeah, look really. At Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's like 50. He looks like he's in his 30s.
Keanu Reeves doesn't look any older either. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's some Nosferatu in Hollywood. There's a couple people that just have not aged.
Who's Ted? What's his name?
Alex Winter.
Alex Winter. Looks he like, looked old.
Yeah.
Standing next to Keanu Reeves.
He looks real old.
He's all, like, he looks where do I get that virgin blood to bathe in? Yeah. It makes me young forever.
But like, Bill and Ted, fucking like, summer of 2020.
I cannot wait.
I'm so fucking jacked. I don't know why, because I think it's going to be horrible, but I can't wait to go see it.
It will be horrible, but we're going to love it.
And I'm going to force my children to watch it.
Okay, the first one's still good. The second one does not hold up.
It does not.
No, neither of them do. They're in a space that I don't give a fuck if they're good or not.
Oh, God, yeah. Be excellent to each other.
Station.
Oh, now we're all sad.
All right. I read a bunch of comic books.
Me neither.
That's the thing I do.
I've been watching stuff. I had this weird day where I fucking watched Bring It On and Stomp the Yard in the same day.
What the fuck?
Wow. Are those in universe?
Probably. Well, Bring It On was like apathy. Like shit just came on. It's like whatever, building this RTA. And then I was like, I want to watch like a hood version of this. Stomp the Yard. So ridiculous.
Why would you watch those?
Dude, I watch weird shit I don't like sometimes. I don't get it. It's bizarre to me.
You know who's in charge of fixing that, right?
I know. I'll go the entire way through the movie and be like, I didn't enjoy any of that.
He put it on and then his mom started watching and she was going to chonkle his ass if he changed it.
Amazon Prime makes.
They stop the yard.
Weirdest fucking suggestions.
Well, that's because Amazon Prime has like a really limited suggestion.
Well, but selection. To be fair, they hooked you now. They're like, he likes weird shit, so we're gonna keep fucking giving him weird shit.
Actually,
right?
Prime is a pretty gigantic. But anyways, I started out watching The Lost Boys, which I wanted to watch. And then that went into Bring It On. Like,
where's the correlation there?
And then I just left it going, and then that went on to Stomp the... Well, then I actually went
basically
to Stomp the
guitars.
Fucking hell.
That's still a good movie, by the way.
Like, YouTube will do that when I'm listening
Lost
to music.
Amazing movie.
YouTube does that.
That hasn't been a pop culture classic.
YouTube does that when you're listening to music. You'll be like, oh, this is really nice. This is really nice. And then it's like, why the fuck am I listening to, like, country... After listening to, like, the blackest metal.
Mine basically has the opposite effect, where I'm listening to, like, bluegrass all day, and then it's, like, death metal. I'm like, cool, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't going there today, but all right.
We're there now.
Well, I do feel like this today, forever. Started reading Forgotten Queen. It's a new Valiant book. Which
Valiant is still making comics? I'm just kidding.
New Valiant book I picked up since like 1998, maybe. Or no, I guess I read their Shadow Man run when they rebooted.
I picked it up too, but I haven't read it yet.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
I picked up all the covers for some reason.
You have a problem.
Hashtag Doyle. Doyle
I mean,
problems.
Admittedly, I did that with Conan. So
no, but I mean, it's one of those things that I'm not sure that I did. But John's like. You still want all these, right? And I'm like, I guess.
I liked it. It's a pretty interesting book. It's kind of like about this immortal, like, war goddess, kind of. And when she goes, she takes over, like, a Genghis Khan's camp. And because people around her are always aggressive, she can be the leader of an army. But when there's no wars left to fight, the people start fighting each other. So it's pretty cool. Like, it's an interesting idea. I'm excited to see where it goes.
I was at John's shop yesterday, and Valiant had a glass cover variant where the cover of the comic was a sheet of glass. It looked fucking cool.
Right.
But I'm like, God damn it, I hope that is not where we are going.
But that's where Valiant always goes. Right? Valiant was one of the first to do, like, chromatic hologram... Like 3D
that
image.
That fucking Torok cover that everyone has.
Yeah, just bullshit, dude. On John's suggestion, I picked up that Sharky book. It's about this bounty hunter that he has to, like, catch, like, this multiple man, basically. And when he shoots at him, the guy, like, splits into, like, a billion pieces. And he has to catch all the pieces of him to...
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, to bring him...
Pokemon!
In. But when he does catch him...
Just destroys somebody's ears.
You sang it, and it was what was next.
Side note, I did that yesterday to Z2's show. Like, they asked me to come sit down, so I just went, welcome to another nice one. And, like, White Zach's like, because he wears headphones while they record. He's like, I'm fucking reading. At the end of the day, he's like, my tendonitis is acting up. Or whatever the hell it's called when you get the ringing. What's the ringing called?
It's called tinnitus.
Tinnitus, whatever. My tendonitis is acting up too. Fuck.
That is probably what he said.
Fucking working out with his ears.
He's doing those lobe lifts.
You lift, bro?
Do you even lift, bro? Lifts? fucking earlobes look like biceps.
He can literally, like, go and curl his ears.
I have no idea what we were talking about.
Shit just got weird. It's cool.
So anyway, in this Sharky book, when
Sharky.
He finally catches the guy and turns him in.
Sharky book.
All of the pay that he gets.
Sorry.
All of the pay that he gets taken from him. Oh, fuck it.
He went baby shark on his rib. Instantly just destroys my concentration. So I think of that mariachi band version.
So I listened to this
Sharky from what? Valiant?
Yeah.
It's not from Valiant, is it?
Yeah. Or no. Sharky's an image book.
Yeah, I was like,
Forgotten Queen was the Valiant book.
It's like, I read that. Pretty sure it was Valiant.
Yeah. Because I don't read Valiant comic books.
I used to, but I mean, There's some like really good older stories from Valiant.
Turok's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think I have.
I like the video game.
I think I have like 1 through 60.
Is it Kai? Is that what it's called? Or Ray? Space Traveler. REI, maybe.
RAI.
Yeah, the guy with the sun.
Bloodshot.
No, that's that's Bloodshot.
Bloodshot has the red circle on him.
I liked those.
Rai is the ninja chick, I think.
Like, oh, that's right.
I think
a ninjack is on there too.
Ninjak, yeah, it's like the funny ninja, but.
I liked
Bloodshot got good ones. Jeff Lemire started writing it.
I liked Quantum and Woody. That. Quantum and Woody was a funny fucking comic book.
Exo Man of War.
Exo Man of War.
Let's keep deep diving.
That's
Valiant.
A reboot of like a really old book
too. Yeah.
It's called Exo Man of War.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit, Doyle.
Gabe, it's called Exo Man of War.
Shadow Man, of course, is on there.
Who's their like full figured woman superhero?
Faith.
Faith.
Faith. I was reading that comic for a while. That was really good.
I heard actually that was a good comic.
What's weird is Valiant, over time, has put out a lot of good comics. It's just they keep trying to do the Marvel thing where they tie their whole universe together so that you have to buy all of their books.
And not a good look.
It just doesn't work.
Not a good look.
If they that's what I'm hoping happens with this Forgotten Queen, is that it's just its own story. They don't try to inject any of their other characters into it so that I can just enjoy the book.
You just know? Wait.
I know. I know.
Divinity, that's what it's called.
Oh, Divinity, that was a pretty cool.
It's like pretty legit if you haven't read anything.
Book of Death was pretty cool too.
I think I have Divinity.
Divinity and Divinity 2 are both legit.
Obviously reading Conan the Barbarian, sort of Conan.
Weird.
Conan the Barbarian's pretty cool because it's more like the short stories that Robert Howard wrote, where like they move around in time, but like overarchingly they tell like a longer story. And then Savage Sword is the
lots
segmented, like, this is going to be a 5-issue-long story. So
which one of these does he get venomized?
That hasn't happened yet. That's in Savage Avengers, and that's going to happen.
And he's going to become an
X-Man. I'm pulling it. Like, I'm pulling.
You're excited.
I'm pulling
Savage Avengers. You're excited, fucker.
I am not overly excited.
They're doing exactly what I wish they wouldn't. They just get Conan back, and I just put him in everything.
That's exactly my problem with it.
And then I was like, oh, look, this is how they do it. Oh, maybe I'll have to start pulling this stuff then, well, too.
Maybe I'll give you the chance. I am
a Conan completist, all right? So here's the thing.
Kills the thing and becomes part of Fantastic Four.
I have justified it in my mind because the character group is basically the Thunderbolts. And they did a pretty good job with Thunderbolts.
Oh.
Not the Thundercats. They did an okay job with Thunderbolts.
I was like, wait a minute.
It was like Punisher, Venom, Mastermind, Red Hulk, Ghost Rider.
That is just a murderous team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm hoping that it's just that kind of like fun monster of the week. Everything is crazy. And if they do that, that'll be fine. If they try to blend them into the Avengers universe, like right now I'm reading Avengers No Road Home. Like, I'm 2.5 issues into it.
I just can't wait till Captain America's trying to talk some sense into him. Stop killing people, Conan.
Slice head off. Like, but the Avengers No Road Home, it's cool seeing them use Hercules, who they don't use very often. It starts the way every Hercules story starts, with all of the Greek gods dying. You know, and it's just, it's a thing. Like, I'm buying it because Conan's supposed to be in it, because
Marvel Hercules?
Marvel Hercules. I want to have everything that has Conan in it because I'm obsessive that way, but the book itself is, that's okay. Like, I'm not a huge fan of No Road Home yet.
Side note, do you think your Fire Stick's on?
On?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I took it over and I'm playing too legit to quit on it.
I really, really hope that it is.
There was something that came up on my notifications, and it's all play on Gabe's Fire Stick. And I was like, I wonder what else I can play on there.
That reminds me of
porn.
I won't name the church that I used to work at, which I know is weird anyway. But I used to work at a church, and I was there like 5 in the morning designing some flyer for something. And the head preaching pastor, there's different pastors, comes in, and I can tell because on my MacBook, his like MacBook
thing came
song up. Profile came up, like his iTunes, and I just started looking through it, and every Backstreet Boys CD, including Christmas specials. Oh, not Backstreet Boys, sorry, Boys to Men.
Well, that's way more legit.
I like Boys to Men.
I like Boys to Men a lot.
I like Boys to Men too, but when you got like 30
weird, so do Preachers.
Did you see?
Like, it gets a little ridiculous.
They love everything between Boys and Men.
No.
Tim's a teenage chaser.
No.
No.
Catholic preachers are.
Catholic priests.
Priests. Oh, an idiot.
Priests fuck little boys. Wow. Doyle. Sometimes.
There, we said it.
Sometimes.
Beating around the bush there.
Sometimes.
Sometimes they blow them.
Sometimes they just want to watch them shower.
Sometimes they just diddle them.
Who are all these kids turning into all these blowjobbing priests? Priest wants to blow me, I'm just going to go with it.
Wow. No, you're not.
Probably not.
You'd be like, get the fuck off me, old man.
You're not Shaq.
At this point in my life, I would not be for it. 14, I think I'd just be like, it's a little weird. It's not what I expected to happen today.
Be a severely more damaged Doyle sitting with us right now.
I know. Could he get more damaged?
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
You and I both know the answer to that.
I wonder if that is the problem. Just go to counseling.
So, finished Days of Hate. That was pretty good. It was like kind of a...
Sounds like a fucking metal band.
It's like slightly into the future, like, you know, fascist United States cracks down on all sorts of people and terrorist, like, homegrown, like, American terrorists kind of, like, bomb stuff. But it's more about the people behind it. It was a really cool book. 12-issue, like, series, you know, dealing with, like, the different emotional reasons that people do, you know, either fight against people or fight for people, that kind of stuff. It was a pretty fascinating book. Deep read. Basically the opposite of this show.
No, we ain't deep. Juan's literally falling asleep.
Back to things that we watch with our eyes. Did you watch Overlord?
No,
I haven't, because every time I tried, my kids are in the room, and I didn't know how fucking crazy it is. Yeah, I usually let them watch everything, but I like to try and...
I don't know to what you've shown your kids. So
everything.
Maybe.
Everything.
Like, what's everything?
They watch everything I watch, hardcore essentially.
Yeah. But it's my own Debbie Does Dell.
No. To not that.
From in between Beauty and the Beast and Beauty and the Bestiality.
Where do you draw the line?
Wow. We might be put on the list at this point. They haven't watched The Ring, but we watched that a long time ago. I'm weird. I don't usually revisit movies, except for when we're doing the show.
when he's forced to.
There are times, I don't know why I love watching movies again. There are times when I'm watching a movie I've seen over and over again, thinking about why the fuck I'm not watching something.
I don't.
Just don't watch The Walking Dead. Don't care. Watch
That's what happens to me every time I
all
turn
the
on
time.
Impractical Jokers for like the 15th time.
Although I like
time.
Impractical right. Jokers, so
I'm
I don't
like,
care.
Oh, I love this show. I should definitely be watching something else.
I don't know.
Did anybody watch Orville?
Oh, yes. It's so good. I watched the video on the newest episode. I made a video on the newest episode.
So I can't
Juan and Cars.
Start watching it.
Have you not watched season 2 at all?
At all.
Oh, it's good. It's
I know,
so good.
I have heard so much good stuff about it.
What is Orville
really
on?
Good, but I am
is it on Netflix or Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, that I don't know. I watch it live.
Okay.
I am getting ready for there to be a not emotional nut shot episode.
It really is.
Like, there are funny parts. The Mocklin smoking was hilarious. Yes,
it's cool because so
tingling?
in the video I essentially that episode dealt with addiction, whether it was he was being addicted to seeing this girl or cigarettes. But
see, I saw your video and the cigarettes were definitely addiction. I don't know if the girl is addiction. I think it was kind of trying to prove the like could we love like artificial intelligence style
thing. I think he was emotionally addicted.
Well, he was definitely as a person
to a fucking simulation,
but his shot at that wasn't wrong, though, in the episode.
No, I agree. Like, so I don't think he knows what the fuck we're talking about.
I'm just listening. It's totally fine. Keep talking.
Because his like point where Isaac, where she's with Isaac, who is an artificial intelligence.
I agree.
And they're doing it is like legitimate, but he's with a hologram that is self-created. Why is it any different?
I agree.
But
so at the
was.
Beginning of the episode, they find a time capsule. Within the time capsule, the Mocklins find cigarettes, and so they fucking get completely addicted to cigarettes. It's fucking amazing. Yeah. And then in the time capsule, a lady left her cell phone, which they didn't know what it was. So he uploaded the cell phone to the simulator, and he essentially created the girl's world just based off of her videos and her photos.
He had the computer take everything and make her.
Yeah. So it wasn't his vision of who she was. It was as close to who she was as possible as they could get. But that's what's going on.
That's cool. No, it sounds fascinating. And what's great about that show is it deals with like really serious mm-hmm. issues by being humorous and then like, you know, pretty amazing. Like you're talking about having an episode with no emotional nut shots. That is zero of the episodes in season one, with the possible exception of the pilot episode.
Yeah.
Like every episode in that season.
They're good. They're good at it. Like, they're good at it because it's serious with the girl.
But people would have started committing suicide on the ship already. Like, every week, someone's just like, the worst heartbreak of their life.
Fuck my life.
Week.
It's just so funny. The Mocklins are – so they finally decide they have to quit smoking. And so they have to keep each other accountable to each other. And they find – one of them finds a cigarette butt. And he's like, oh, here you're yelling at me. And there's a cigarette that you left. And he's all, where are they? And you see him go around the room and grab fucking cigarettes from every inch. And then he brings a big-ass fucking pillow. And he unzips it. And there's like 1,000 cigarettes in the fucking – pill. It's so funny.
The progression of smoking was hilarious. They both take a puff. He's like, I like it. I like it too. And they go to the simulator, make 500 cigarettes. And then they're literally just sitting in the captain's chair, just lit up.
The rest of the crew's like, you're almost done. Go ahead and go home for the day.
Oh, that's funny.
It's funny.
It still is good.
I want to watch it. I just keep forgetting that it's on. Like, I don't know.
I record it on my DVR, so yeah, and then good. I just watch it that night.
Brooklyn, I think I'm the only one who watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Okay. I haven't
watched it, but I hear it's
either.
Fucking funny, and it I is, like Terry Crews.
I've watched like season one and two.
It is still very funny.
It is one of the funniest fucking shows. Yeah. Andy Samberg's character in that show is hilarious. Like
that almost got canceled, didn't it?
Well, it got canceled on Fox and moved to CBS. Is that right? CBS or NBC?
Somebody else picked it up.
Yeah, somebody picked it up, and basically it got canceled because Andy Samberg wanted to keep writing it. And they're like, you know, we're going to bring in more people and do this and that.
That's lame.
And when they transferred over, they're like, yeah, do whatever you want. You're making
because it was getting a lot of good ratings, wasn't
it? And it was making money. So
I think that was one where people were like, "What the fuck? How did that get canceled?"
Fox,
Disney,
they
you
fuck
mean.
Up
Disney?
Everything.
It wasn't then.
Dude, Fox is notorious for fucking up their own properties.
Think about Firefly, Fox, like.
Aired it out of order.
They aired it out of order. Like, how do you do that?
Ooh, here's an idea. You think Disney will try and redo Firefly?
No.
Ooh.
That could be a thing.
Even if they just fucking reboot it.
The show and the movie, though.
Just reboot it. Fucking
the movie.
Just fucking reboot it. All those people are still around.
Do a different crew. Do a different group of people.
I guess you could stay in the same world. The world is... But yeah,
just move on in the world.
You have to bring some of the...
I mean, Joss Whedon's already in the Disney fold.
Yeah, just fucking reboot it. Just pretend none of that shit happened. Redo the whole fucking show.
No, don't do that. Keep going.
Or
work in the same world. Have Mal... You know, he's settled down because he's no longer that. And somebody needs him like one last time kind of thing.
Or like
that could be a great show.
Or how about this idea?
Movie.
Like
you fuck yourself?
Yeah.
a new
season that takes place before the last movie. Before the movie.
Yeah, but they're all older.
Season kind of leads right into the movie pretty much.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you can tell a few episodes in between, but not
there's
much.
There's some interesting stuff. There's some interesting stuff that they could do there.
No, you just put Terry Crews in it for no reason.
Please, just put him in everything. Just put him in everything. Terry Crews is amazing.
All up in it.
That fucking D&D meme with Terry Crews, when you put all your points into strength and charisma.
This one's for Tim. Dead Cells has sold over 1 million copies now.
It's good.
Mostly
great game.
On the PC.
It's a fucking beautiful game, man.
It is. It's one of my favorite video games.
Dead Cells.
It's basically kind of like Castlevania.
It's all the best things of like Metroid, Castlevania, and Mega Man.
All put together.
It's frustrating.
It is.
Yes, it's very frustrating.
It can be very frustrating.
But it's very good.
I personally have not actually beat the game, even though I've put like probably 23 hours into it. So, but it's a ton of fun. And it's like relentlessly replayable because the map changes every time you play it. And, you know, the levels stay the same, but like the layout of the levels changes. And when you die, you just go back to the beginning of the game. And as you get further and further through the game, your guy gets stronger and stronger until you can like actually make it through the game. It's a ton of fun. Read a really cool article about how Tom Morello hosts a D&D campaign for the neighborhood kids. The way he tweeted out about it, he took a picture of like all his books and it said, "The kids in my neighborhood needed a dungeon master," and one man raised his hand. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Like,
fucking A.
Politically active, also giant nerd. So that's really cool. I like Tom Morello.
D&D's like fucking huge right now.
It is getting pretty big right now.
Yeah.
Stranger Things, man.
Stranger Things has a lot to do with it. The guy that did the Death Saves clothing line is a...
Is Deathstroke that fucking guy?
Yeah. He's very... Like, he's a decent actor, and he has, like, a pretty big voice. So when he released the clothing line, he was on, like, David Letterman... Or not David Letterman. That's not a thing that exists anymore.
How long ago was this? Guy.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, I think, yeah.
Who's the other guy? Stephen Colbert. He was on both shows.
Conan?
Stephen Colbert is a fucking gigantic Dungeons & Dragons nerd. Even bigger Tolkien nerd.
He was on Big Bang Theory, too. Even though it was like not very well represented on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But...
I thought it was fun.
I mean, because Denver...
The whole episode was about the D&D game, and there was nothing D&D significant about the episode. I didn't say I hated the episode. It was funny. But it was just really weird.
I think it was more about getting all those people back together again, and that was Will Wheaton's last episode ever for the show.
All back together again?
Yeah, well, getting everybody, like, because it was...
Mutombo's been on there
before? No, so Mutombo and the other guy were the only two that hadn't, I don't think. Yeah. Kevin Smith.
Dikembe Mutombo?
Yeah. No, it's not Mutombo. It's fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I was like, why is Dikembe Mutombo on there?
But all the other people
why
have
is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in there.
All the other the guy from Magic Mike. Is that the guy you're talking about?
No.
No, the guy from Magic Mike apparently is a giant fucking D&D nerd.
He's the one with the shirt,
He's a giant fucking nerd, and that's why he was on there. All the other ones have been on the show before, so I think it was an excuse to get everybody back on the show
I'm sure it was. It's just so much of the show was central to that game, and then to really have nothing about the game in it was just weird. It's like, I rolled a dice.
I mean, Denver Pop Culture Con, the whole cast from Critical Role is going to be there. That's huge.
That is pretty huge.
They even teamed with Matt, which not relevant to us, well, it used to be to me, but to us at all. But they teamed with Magic the Gathering this year, too, which is a gigantic nerd culture of its own.
Yeah.
So that kind of splayed out that way.
That's cool.
They have that whole campaign book that's like set in a Magic world.
Yeah, I saw that. They're also talking about releasing Spelljammer again, which is really cool. Because I fucking love that campaign setting.
They just released a new...
Space boats.
Like I wouldn't know. I wasn't invited.
They're literally... Well, this is from the 80s. You weren't even alive, I don't think.
I was alive in the 80s.
Barely.
In the 80s. It was just in the late 80s.
Yeah, I don't think you were alive for original Spelljammer. But so there's literal like pirate ships that float around in space. Yeah. It's like the best of like Star Trek and Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, it's pretty awesome. Spelljammer's rad. Dark Sun, they'll probably re-release that, too.
Yeah, they had it in, like...
Because they seem to be going back to that stuff. Dark Sun?
Yeah.
I think so. I know they had Ravenloft in Dark...
They just released Ghosts of Salt Marsh, and it's, like, all of the best campaigns that they had set on ocean, like, in ocean settings.
Nice.
Which I thought about picking up, but I don't know if it's relevant to what we're doing.
You can pick it up, because that will make it relevant.
Not that right now.
My last note is that Neon Genesis is coming to Netflix, and that's cool, because I haven't watched Neon Genesis in a really long time.
I just really wish they'd finish the reboot. I think we're still waiting for 333.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
And then I finished watching Comic Book Men on Amazon.
Ooh, that was good.
Those were really good. I love that show.
Me too. Like, good.
To me, that's just such a no-brainer. I don't know why DC hasn't picked it up yet for their streaming service, or Marvel or somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, the show costs $8 to make.
I think a lot of it is some of the guys, like Walt, doesn't want to do the show anymore. Like, I think he said that much on TESD.
I think it was more than anything, he just didn't care if it happened anymore. I don't think he was campaigning to be against it. I just don't think he cared.
He's more about for the money than I think he lets on. Because those shows are just like setting him up for life, essentially.
Oh yeah, and yeah. That's why I'm saying I don't think he really like rushed in to be like, yeah, let's make a show. But he doesn't care. He's apathetic to it.
You definitely have heard Kevin Smith tell the stories about how Walt was not interested at
right.
all.
Yeah,
and said, if you can convince Brian Johnson to do it, I'll do it. And Brian was like, well, it pissed Walt off. Cool, I'll do it.
My last thing was Time Freak. I really enjoyed that movie. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. Like it's pretty. I love time travel movies, and this one kind of slipped by me. So it was me neither. I was like, fuck, I don't want to watch something I've already watched. What else is there? And it just came across, and I was like, oh shit, time travel. All right,
your
cool.
Your love of time travel movies is really cool to me. It's like one of those things that I never would have expected of, like, any of my friends to just be like, dude, I fucking love the shit out of time travel
movies. I don't know why, but it's fucking awesome.
That's awesome, dude.
But so
Juan has a weird nerd niche. Like,
I can dig it.
Yeah. Sophie Turner's in it. She was in Game of Thrones. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but she was like
she's
the big.
Really obnoxious to me.
She's like the big draw, because I don't know what Asa Butterfield
she's
does or
really
what he's
Phoenix
in.
Saga.
Oh, she is Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She's ruining Phoenix.
It's pretty much my it's right in there with like first or second favorite comics of all time.
This is the Dark Phoenix saga.
And just X-Men in general. Yeah. And then they're just like, let's take one of the most loved stories and just butt fuck it into the ground.
Twice.
We can't decide.
But it's the Time Freak is lighthearted. It's kind of like a romance movie, so I don't know if a lot of people would like it, but it's a comedy too. So nice. there's a
emotions.
He built the time machine, and then he can control where and when he jumps on his cell phone. And so there's a scene where
heard of this shit at all. Yeah, it was like an indie movie or something.
I don't fucking know. I just like I said, it just came out. It was a limited release movie, so it had to have been something small. But there's a scene because he brings his friend along to help him fix. To make sure that he doesn't break up with his girlfriend. And so there's a scene where they get separated and one guy's in an elevator and the guy with the girlfriend is up on the roof with her and he keeps reliving this like beautiful moment that he has with his girlfriend while the guy is stuck in the elevator. And in the first part of the scene, the elevator doors close. One guy squirts like axe on himself and it shoots him in the face. And then one girl flips her scarf and hits him in the face with a scarf. And then somebody steps on his foot. And so he's reliving that fucking moment like 30 times while this other guy's enjoying his fucking life. It's just so fucking funny. But it's lighthearted. It's kind of a romance movie. But if you like time travel, you should definitely check it out.
On IMDb, it is billed as a comedy drama romance.
Wow, I was pretty fucking close.
No mention of time travel. No, that's cool, man. It sounds funny.
But that was the only. I watched a lot of Survivor, but I don't know that anybody cares about Survivor. I love Survivor.
I definitely don't care.
Nope.
Very few. So you might have an audience.
Nice.
Loyal.
Have you ever had those like rabbit pellet poos? That's where I'm at.
And I've been watching a lot of Pokemon too. So.
Pokemon.
Gotta catch 'em all.
Which nobody cared about but Tim. But it was good.
I like Split. So we talked about it a long time ago.
I know, but I didn't see it a long time ago. Saw it very recently, in fact.
It's a great movie.
The only reason I even got around to seeing it finally is because of Mr. Glass.
I have not watched Glass yet.
You don't need to.
No, I'm going to.
I'm going to too.
Just prepare for disappointment. Maybe you'll love it.
You're really like the only person I've heard that says they don't really enjoy it.
Oh God,
not me.
Whoa, fucking hell!
You literally just pulled a knife on him.
That's the second time Doyle's almost killed me on the show.
I got really defensive about Samuel L. Jackson, all right?
He tried plague, now he's literally going to murder me. Doyle
the way you whip that knife out leads me to believe that happens a lot.
Yeah. He's Mexican.
I'm going to skate right over the fact that I didn't even react to it, because it's not the first time happened to me.
Oh, Mexican's about to stab me. Well,
that's a knife.
Thursday.
Again?
That's a knife. That's cute. At least it's not a gun this time.
Oh, fucking, my God. So that reminded me.
Fucking Baltimore.
A beef story.
We're
gonna round out this segment with a beef story.
So
better be good.
Got a cow pull a knife on you?
No, dude. So
another stress dream.
You gotta like. I've said it before, but gay ass customers who want like only one product code on each pallet, but they order like 90 different product codes, and you gotta unstack the pallets and remake new ones. They come off the palletizer wrapped in a plastic, so you have to cut the plastic to start sorting them. Well, this fucking this white guy is in his hand and he's pulling on the plastic, and the Mexican guy comes up with a box cutter and fucking runs it right over his fingers. Dude, it was so brutal looking.
No.
I remember just going like, oh my God. No fingers were lost, but he just like splayed the fingers across.
Dude, that is rough.
Yeah, it looked rough. That white guy quit, I think. I think he actually...
He probably doesn't have use of his fucking hand anymore.
So, to be honest, I think that, you know, because you get drug tested right after you get an accident, I think he, like, failed the UA and then got fired.
Which is fucking shitty because he didn't do the accident. The accidentor.
Oh, dude. I've had three drug tests because shit has happened to me at the plant. Like, I got hit by a forklift. Not hit so much as thrown across the room by a forklift, and they're like, get drug tested. I'm like, how would that have affected?
I was just standing there.
For the record, the only reason I survived is because I'm high, right?
It's like the Kevin Smith heart attack thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take a break.
Take a break. Let's go eat some bacon.
This is Arlo, Barroom Hero from Ska Brewing Company, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. You know, folks, when the Troma team and I are not making those great movies like Tromeo and Juliet and Terra Firma and Return to Nukem High, a.k.a. Volume 2, the Troma team and I like to kick back and inhale the most educational and entertaining podcast in the world, Poop Culture.
Hello, I'm Toxie. Toxie, I love Poop Culture. Poop Culture is the best. I like Poop Culture. In fact, I even look like some poop right now. You look closely, kind of a poop.
But I'm 70 years old and I want to blow my fucking brains out. So, you know, honestly, I don't even know why I care.
One, two, three, four. Poop Culture, yeah.
Alright, we're recording. I'm going to eat a orange.
We're recording.
Well, we're recording on the...
A screen, orange?
If you're not ready, we can wait.
Are we live yet?
No.
We can do whatever we want.
I'm going to go live right now.
Ready? Isn't that the point?
Are we Which live one on is, YouTube or Facebook?
This would be parts on YouTube.
I like how we spread ourselves around.
Yeah, well, we got to put stuff on YouTube that doesn't go to the social medias so that people have a reason to fucking
go to YouTube.
Subscribe.
But we're all in cars now.
Please subscribe to the YouTube page.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why I want people to subscribe.
TOTLB in cars.
Yeah,
except
get some. Except for Tim.
Who's probably in the car more than any of us.
Yeah, I don't understand that part.
Because if I get caught recording shit in my mail truck, lots of trouble.
TOTLB in the definitely not a federal-owned vehicle.
Yeah.
Just while you're walking, bro, from post office to from box to box.
Delivering.
That's not how I deliver.
Shit. You don't have one of those aprons and you walk around and you put...
An apron?
They wear bags, dude.
Also, not a city carrier.
Is Eaton rural? Is that rural?
Yeah.
Is it rural?
You say
it
rural all weird. Is that rural?
Rural? That's how... Rural? I mean, that's how I say rural.
No, you
rural.
Put a lot of... You put a lot of... Dun, 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 dun. I mean...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
I say rural like rural.
A lot of rapey south in that rural.
Rapey south.
Maybe I'm from the south, bro. I don't know.
Oh.
From the rapey south?
I mean, you're from way south.
Ah, took me a little
yeah,
bit.
It took you a second.
Wow.
I hope that's the first thing that went out on YouTube.
We weren't going to say it out loud, but apparently we did.
Are we on YouTube?
You got to bring it home for those people who don't get it.
I think we're live now.
Hi.
Right now.
Welcome hey, everybody. Back to the show, everybody. This is our pop culture classic segment. And, of course,
yay.
Welcome to YouTube subscribers.
Remember, we got
to
be loud, okay? Everybody's got to be loud. I mean, not randomly noised loud.
Okay.
Not Tourette's loud. Fuck! Bitch! Fuck!
Wow. Huh. Nobody's going to watch this.
What noise does a Jaws make? I was going to try to make a Jaws noise, but...
He makes sharp noises.
They're silent.
He makes this noise.
Baby shark.
We might get sued. Don't fucking put that out there.
So, all right. I was going to talk about this in the last segment, but since you brought it up. So Baby Shark is in the public domain. And I listened to this whole podcast where this lady tried to trace back where Baby Shark comes from. And like, because this guy was trying to sue the company that made the current Baby Shark video that's like super, super popular. His version of it sounds very similar to their version of it, and the lady traced it back and back and back, and it's like an old like camp song, like that you would sing at like a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout camp or something like that.
That's weird.
But there's like a German techno version of it that like
so many versions,
dude. Lord. But no, there's like a German techno version of it that's like 15 years old. Like the song has been around for fucking ever. I thought that was really fascinating. And on that note, our pop culture classic today, of course. I mean, what else would we be talking about besides Baby Shark?
First time aliens show up in their UFOs, they're like, where's the Baby Shark? We broadcasted it to space.
I need a Baby Shark for my research. You're aware that those are people dressed up as like a predatory creature, right? Just like the kids in Jaws.
Jaws.
Released in 1975, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Roy Scheider, Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, Lorraine Gary. Spielberg said the prop arm of the first victim looked too fake, so they buried a crew member in the sand. which I think is pretty awesome.
Rest in peace, random crew member.
His loss is our gain.
Steven Spielberg named the shark Bruce after his lawyer. Thought that was a pretty funny little tidbit.
That's funny.
That explains Bruce and Finding Nemo. I wonder if there's a connection there.
I bet there is. I wonder.
Google it.
Google it.
Illuminati confirmed. Spielberg wasn't the original director. The first director was a guy named Dick Richards, which I think is hilarious because that means his name's Dick. he was fired when he described that the opening shot of the movie should be the camera rising up through the ocean. And then you see, like, the town of Amityville, and then you see the giant whale that's about to attack the town cresting. And he was fired because he did not know the difference between a whale and a shark.
What a fucking idiot.
This would have been a way different movie.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Jaws, the humpback whale.
There's a podcast where they go into detail about the making of Jaws, and it's a really funny, like, it's a really funny story because it happens at a dinner. Like, they're talking about making Jaws, and the guy just keeps calling it a whale. And the writer's like, it's a shark. And he's like, yeah, so we pan over to the whale.
Could you imagine how much different of a movie it would be?
It'd be called Orca, and it was terrible.
Fair point, Doyle.
I've seen every random-ass horror movie.
Wow.
All right, so...
Like a R-rated Free Willy.
Who actually watched Jaws?
I did.
Yay. I think we actually all watched the movie this time. Do you not like it?
I do not like Jaws.
Are you serious right now?
Wow.
It's just...
I knew this was gonna happen.
We always joke about it, but last night we didn't.
This is like the first time Tim and I haven't said Juan's going to hate this movie, and it's the one time you hate the movie.
I don't hate the movie.
I knew exactly why I was going to hate it. I was like, there's no punchy action. There's no like driving force of the movie. It is a... I do like the movie. It's a slow fucking movie.
But it's just like get out of the water. Okay, done. Send a fucking helicopter over and drop a bomb on the fucking shark or a submarine or something. Like, I don't know.
That's not really how they do it. Even today.
No, I'm just saying. Like, if
need a nuclear submarine stat.
Not a nuke.
Shark.
Doesn't have to be nuclear.
Yes, it does. I think that's the only kind of subs we have nowadays. Oh,
maybe.
Sean Connery comes up. Why are you still in that submarine, Sean Connery?
I'm a Russian. Yeah. This is worst Sean Connery ever, FYI. Really?
I'm just not a fan.
It just moved too slow.
Yeah,
for you,
it's slow, and I just don't understand.
Did you know that
why
you hated it going into it this time?
No, I haven't watched it in a long time, so I don't remember.
Did you have any nostalgia from before?
No, because I was a kid the last time I watched it, so it was
nostalgia happens.
No, but I don't remember it though. I was so small that I don't really remember the movie.
Got it.
Aside from it being a giant shark in the fucking ocean, you know what I mean? But I just don't. It's boring. It's not. It doesn't seem like a very fun movie to me.
It's
like
a slow burn. That is for sure.
I mean, it's a suspense film more than anything else. It's not really a horror movie.
Right.
It's like it's intended to like ratchet up the suspense. You know, there's a shark attack. The mayor's like, it was just one. It's no big deal. And you're waiting. You're waiting for the next shark attack. And then when it happens, you're like, oh, shit, there is really a big ass shark out there. And then they catch a shark. And the scientist is like, that's not the shark. And you're like, oh, crap, when's the next attack? And it's that slow.
No, I get
it. Slow ratcheting of suspense. That's actually what I love about Jaws, is that it's not just instant shark attack movie.
Right,
that's what Sharknado's for. You know, like
I'd be more willing to watch Sharknado. Because those sharks come on land, and that's scary
FYI,
as fuck.
Sharknado, not good.
It's probably not. I'm just
Talking
saying.
About, that, it's got to be good. We made like 7 sequels.
I'm just
it's
saying.
Hilarious.
That solves my problem. Go on
sharks
the beach.
On land.
All right, done. Cool.
Let the
shark deal with something in the ocean.
Yeah, but you're only saying that because you're not the guy who got fucked up by the shark for the first time.
Well, for the first time, sure. But then they send the little dinghy out there and the fucking – they're going to need a bigger boat and all that bullshit.
That's
and just
the one guy is that they're going, it's no big deal. It's just not a big deal. And then the shark just keeps fucking people up.
I agree. I'm just
Quint
saying,
is awesome,
stay out of
the
fucking
way.
Water.
I don't care what anybody
and
says. He's the best.
To be honest,
oh Captain
they
Ahab,
did need
yeah.
A bigger boat. Because he fucked that boat up.
He does distinctly say, "Are you sure we shouldn't go get another boat?" And the guy's like, "No, we're good." And
yeah,
then the shark
yeah.
eats the boat.
No, I'm with you.
And then they blow the shark up, and it's the fucking best.
I mean, I think the mayor can send in, like, the National Guard or something, right? I mean,
right, but
he can send in the military.
He doesn't want to because he doesn't want to disrupt the
no,
like, festival. That's
I know. I'm just saying.
He's going to ruin the whole town.
Yeah, by feeding them to the fucking sharks.
And
that's
Quint
how he's going to ruin the whole town.
Give me $10,000 and I'll kill your shark. And he was like, it'll be okay. And then the shark eats all sorts of fucking other people.
Does that guy's become a trope?
Yeah.
Did that start with Jaws or is that
Yeah, absolutely. Like this
the guy who's
this,
like, it's not a threat. He's like, it's a threat.
this movie is early enough that a lot of those tropes of like the, you know, the wise
fine.
Old man that is telling you this is dangerous.
Yeah,
and like the people in power going, it'll be fine.
Give me a volcano in Los Angeles.
The whole eastern seaboard can't freeze that fast.
Don't bury your pet in that cemetery.
That meteor's not going to hit us in two separate films.
Fuck you, Armageddon was awesome.
So Deep Impact, fuck.
I don't like Deep Impact.
The part of the
course
movie.
We have to restart the Earth by blowing up the core.
Yeah, Jaws was terrible.
No, it's not.
I like suspense movies.
I think it's
just
awesome.
This is fucking weird. Like, I just don't, I don't get it. Like, just stay out of the water. All right, cool. Have your festival. Tell people not to go in the water. We're good.
So like a good chunk of the movie you have to.
What do you mean nobody does that? I've been on beaches where they're like shark sightings. Nobody can go in the water.
Yeah, they do that for a day, but the next day people go back in the water. And if the shark fucking stayed there and ate someone every other day,
eventually the mayor would be like, nobody can go in this water ever.
And eventually you
gotta remember, at first, nobody knows.
Right.
Remember?
Right. No, I get that. Right.
And then the second, like, moving forward, the mayor's like, hey, go play in the water. Nobody's going out. Because once everybody knows, nobody wants to get in the water. And the mayor just peer pressures like somebody in the community to get in there. And everybody's like, well, if it's safe for them, it's safe for me.
Right.
And then a shark eats another fucking kid.
I get that. Maybe this is a movie of government ineptitude, but
that's the real horror of this movie.
That and terrorists. The shark is anti-American.
Yeah, the shark is definitely.
I just don't like it. I get it. It was
is threatening our freedom on 4th of July.
So okay,
it was a Steven Spielberg movie. It was about a giant shark a long time ago. I get the appeal.
Yeah,
you know, I get it, but it's just boring and lame to me.
So that scene where they keep the beach open and it's panning across the entire beach, and the mayor, you know, eventually like peer pressures the guy in as it's panning across the beach. I had a moment where I thought to myself, that is a fuckload of white people.
Like, the only ones.
What's that?
Are they like Maine?
I think they're in New York. I think Amity's supposed to be in like upstate New York.
Okay.
But like as it's panning
Either
across.
Way, it's really far from Mexico.
I just had this momentary thought of that is a lot of white people. And then it pans a little bit over and there's a black family. I'm like, oh, well,
see, the way the
I guess that's okay.
Yeah, right? The way that immigration works is the Mexicans come from Texas and they hit the mountains in Colorado and they kind of rebound. Just settle in that area.
Wow.
They don't keep going to New York.
Right.
That's 100% not true.
I don't really know what you're saying. Sorry, YouTube.
Doyle's logic.
Doyle's an idiot.
I'm a Mexican. And we're in Greeley, Colorado.
Shh, don't tell him where we're at, bro. We're going to get bombed or something.
No, we're not.
Just stay out of the bomb zone. Well,
that's true.
That's true. That is true.
And then the military would come in and figure it out.
I don't think the military does a lot of this shit that you think they do.
They could, though.
They definitely
could.
They attack sharks,
they
I'm
definitely
just saying.
Could.
The U.S. government, not really shark fighters.
Somewhere there's a general that's like, I just want freaking sharks with freaking laser beams.
I do want to see that national address, though, from the president. We are hunting a Jaws.
We're hunting a Jaws. He's the guy that calls vampires Draculas.
We are hunting Draculas.
So, yeah, I'm not a fan.
That's huge rant.
Fuck this movie.
Didn't it go, like, insanely over budget? And
anybody ever seen the sequels?
What budget? Oh, yeah. You shoot on a fucking beach.
Well, I know I've seen them, but I can't remember them.
Jaws 2 is... Oh, man.
Is it Jaws 2 the Revenge? Or
Jaws 2 is the one where the shark comes...
Jaws 3 is the Revenge?
No, Jaws 3 is Jaws 3D. And it's the one that has, like, the underwater stuff...
I think that's later.
I don't know.
No, the Revenge is the 3D one. It's like where he's fucking up like the family members of the guy who killed the original Jaws.
I think that's Jaws 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jaws gets real supernatural in the other movies.
I'm sure.
And it like ramps up all the shark
action.
It's
like Jaws' son.
There's like no... There's
you
like,
killed my paw!
There's like no...
You killed my paw!
Isn't that from fucking Judge Dredd?
Good call.
You killed my pa.
You killed my brother. You killed my pa.
I think, are you looking up Jaws 2 and 3? Yeah, that's what I figured. So the thing that I find fascinating about the other films is there's the
Jaws 2, Jaws 3D, you were correct. Jaws the Revenge.
Is the fourth one.
Is the fourth one.
Jesus Christ, there were a lot of these.
Maybe I'll watch the fourth one.
It's basically the Sharknado Jaws films.
For some reason, it keeps going into Meg, which is not part of the Jaws franchise, and then into Jurassic Park, and then The Shallow. These are not Jaws related.
The Meg. So The Meg has some really cool scenes in it that I loved. I was talking to Tim about that. Jaws reminds me of some of the scenes, especially like the underwater stuff where you see people's feet swimming and then like the shark attacks them and stuff. I like that shit.
See, I liked Deep Blue Sea.
That's the movie I was trying to think
of. But it's because they're trapped there. You know what I mean? That's different to me. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not the greatest movie in the world.
I like to tell LL Cool J, I was like, Mom said, no, you haven't punched a shark in the face.
But I mean, they're trapped there. They can't leave.
Samuel L. Jackson gives like this really riveting speech,
it's being flooded.
But no, there's a whole portion of that movie where they could have just got the fuck out, and they're like, "Nah, the shark can't possibly get us in here." Literally can.
Clearly, you've never seen a shark movie.
Yeah.
Jaws isn't in universe.
I can't remember how they killed a shark in that movie either.
What?
I can't remember how they killed the sharks in that movie.
They
either.
Blew them up.
Yeah.
That so one just the only way to defeat a shark is just blow it up.
That one white dude has that like secret maneuver where he can like juke the jaws, which is so bullshit. It's like a 60 mile an hour torpedo.
Yeah.
It's funny when you think
about Raiden, isn't it?
What's that?
That's the guy who plays Raiden, isn't it? The guy who's the white guy that's in that movie?
No, I thought that was the Punisher, Thomas Jane or whatever.
It is the Punisher.
But I think it's the same guy.
No.
From the original Mortal Kombat movie.
No, the original Mortal Kombat guy's the Highlander.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't remember his name.
Oh, shit. The Punisher and the Highlander. I got my fucking guys confused.
I could have my name wrong there, too, but I know it's not the same guy.
So what do you guys think? I mean, obviously you like the movie, but what are any deeper thoughts about it?
Oh, we're supposed to have deep thoughts about this movie? No,
well,
I mean, I'm just enjoying it.
I'm just asking.
I was stoned and basically riffed on the fact that, like, every time the other actor was on, I was like, I need some shark stuff and a pile of mashed potatoes.
Richard Dreyfuss, he kept making Close Encounters jokes about Richard Dreyfuss.
This movie genuinely scared me from water that you can't see the bottom of.
True. When I was a little kid, like, I hated going, like, it still happens now, like if I'm at a beach and something touches my foot, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Shark!
Jaws! Get off the beach!
There's a Jaws in the water. Also Dracula's.
Dracula's? We're going to the beach, by the way.
Dracula's and sharks.
Me and you.
There's a movie.
We're going to hold hands.
That got weird. I mean, I don't
know. No, it didn't.
Go for a swim, one.
I'm going. I love the beach.
I love the beach, too. Yeah. I'm not afraid of a jaw.
I'm not scared of no fucking jaws.
I'll blow a jaw right the fuck up.
I'd fucking
in the gills.
I jumped into the ocean with sharks, bro.
One comes back with no
that
back.
I'm not doing.
In Hawaii. It was amazing. It was one of the coolest things.
That
and
is
then, a jaws,
and
though.
Then I accidentally chummed the waters. Because I puked.
Did you really?
Yeah. I thought you puked shit.
I get water sick. I get seasick easy. But yeah. I wanted to do it, so.
You're like, I'm going to jump in with sharks and let them eat my ass.
I thought seasickness happened when you were on a boat.
No, it
could
be both.
Well, you take
the same movement.
You take the boat out to the sharks. You got to take the boat out there. So I was already feeling sick. And then the waves, though, too. Once you're fucked up and then you jump into the water, you're doing this on the waves.
Yeah.
I don't have any of these bullshit sicknesses.
Whatever, just, fucked up back.
I
can't breathe without making a ton of noise.
That's
because come on,
I'm throwing beef, bro. The nose is because my nose has been broken like 13 times. People won't stop breaking it.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. I deserved a few of them.
A few?
I deserve the last 12.
If you guys watch Shark... Watch Shark.
No.
Jaws.
They're
if you watch Jaws, let us know what you guys think. We want to know in the comments section. I think it's down here somewhere.
Shark is the new Tommy Wiseau. Big shark or whatever the fuck he's trying to make.
Oh, I forgot that he's making a shark.
Subscribe somewhere up here.
Stop it. I, for one, love Jaws. I think it's good.
I don't like it.
Like, it's a movie. You asked what our opinion is.
I'm just kidding. No, I thought we were going round table.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, okay, cool.
All the reasons you liked the film are exactly why I hated it.
We're going to
that's how Juan's like.
Well, how about you? Do you like it? Oh, like we could do the thumbs.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Right?
So thumbs
I assume.
Up.
Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Right now, somebody's like, fuck you, Juan. Jaws is the best movie ever. Like, I have a lot of
that's
friends.
A lie, though. You know that's a
I
lie.
Know that's a lie. I'm just saying, I have friends.
It's one of those universally beloved films, though.
It really is. It really
Steve's
is.
Steve's wife, this is her favorite movie.
Oof, I'm sorry, Steve. But,
I mean, for many reasons.
Yeah.
Mostly because you're...
I'm sorry, Steve's wife, I guess I should say.
Go ahead. Finish this. We all want to know.
No,
it's on video.
It's not that he's black. I don't, it's not... He's not really fat
yeah,
anymore.
He's only black from the waist down.
You know, basically, he leads the perfect life.
It's the best
his
of all
is
worlds.
His house is real nice and kind of spooky.
Dude, his house looks like a castle.
Yeah, it's like the only house that's like not normal looking. Like, it's like, these are nice houses, kind of a spooky-ass house. And then you get in there, and there's a cornfield behind it. I'm like... Mm.
It's funny. So Steve has, you know, those die. Lights.
The children of the corner.
You know those lights that look like flames?
Yes.
He replaced all of the lights on the front of his house with those.
Nice.
So it looks like when you pull up to his house at night, it looks like a fucking haunted house because his house is also like black with gray trim. Like,
it's, you know, it's, that if you could play D&D, but we don't invite you.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I agree.
When we reschedule it sometime, we'll start doing it on Wednesday so you can come play with us.
Dick. He talked. That's all he talked about for like 2 months leading up to it. Oh, we're going to play D&D. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. I was like, well, what? Cool.
So, what's really bitter about this game?
Beyond the, it's been funny. I mean, back and forth. Would you have actually played, though?
I wanted to play. I said I've never played D&D before. I said we should play. And then he came up with the idea to gather people to play D&D. Fucker.
I feel bad. I didn't get an invite either.
I know, bitches.
Oh, like you're going to drive an hour and a half.
Drive an hour and a half for this shit?
Yeah, but this shit's
I didn't
awesome.
Think I'd see you this morning,
D&D
honestly.
Is normal.
This takes like 5 hours, so like D&D only takes 3 hours.
Like you would basically have the same round trip as time you play, probably.
All right, Jaws. So
like
let's close out YouTube.
We all like to use
no.
it.
What's
no.
the next pop culture classic?
Oh, okay.
That's relevant.
I think it's
this is relevant.
His stupid pick.
It's not
whoa, 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 whoa. This is
you
one of the...
take it back.
You son of a bitch.
This, will prove the day you call this a stupid pick. He's got plenty in his catalog.
I don't think I've ever seen this movie, honestly.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
Now, really, this is a pretty big... This is a pretty deep dig on horror slash slasher.
Yeah, it's kind of a slasher.
Slasher movie? All
kind
right.
of.
I'm in for slasher
it's
movies.
Of a beater.
A beaner?
No, like a beater.
No, that's you.
Oh, fuck.
It's the elephant man, but
slasher
only in
beaner.
Face.
Like, so this guy, you know how they talk about Bruce Campbell's If Chins Could Kill?
Yes.
Like, this dude's chin is basically the nuclear option.
And oh, he has okay. five of them. There's like a chin in every point of his head. Like, I'm not joking.
It's crazy. So next.
Nice.
It's next, cartoonish. He looks like a fucking Dick Tracy villain.
Yeah.
Like
that's
he
pretty
really
accurate.
Does.
Huh. Except for that's his real face.
Yeah. The Lord done blessed him with that face.
Yeah.
Or cursed him.
So next pop culture classic, we're going to be watching Maniac Cop. Yeah, it's going to be good. If you have any thoughts on Jaws, if you would like to lambast Juan for not liking...
Yes, the comments are down here
basically
somewhere.
Basically one of the most beloved American films.
I know, man. You could also reach him directly.
At outsidethelongbox@gmail.com.
That's the story about all the fucking Navy guys getting eaten alive by the sharks.
Yeah,
like one
the
of the
USS
best
Indianapolis.
Like one of the best monologues ever in a film.
I was probably sleeping through it.
He's like, I hate that part.
I think it is one of the best monologues well, ever.
Was literally
film.
Like all the parts you love about the film.
I hate those
it.
Words.
I hated them. I hated each scene more than the last.
Yes, it was a crescendo to hateness.
My heart
you're
is
all,
dark now.
That part where the shark blows up, fucking hated it. Wanted the shark to live and eat everyone.
Yeah.
I did want the shark to eat everybody because they're stupid.
Shark was the shark.
I was rooting for the shark.
You're like,
go Jaws!
Go.
Shark's a hero.
Eat that cop.
Fucking
that
idiot.
Eat the stupid scientist.
Fuck that guy in his stupid mashed potato mountain.
Eat their boat while you're at it.
So, Maniac Cop.
Maniac Cop. Next.
Can you give us
classic.
a loose plot?
There's a maniac cop.
That's all?
Pretty much. All right. Yeah.
There you go. You heard it here first.
If Jason Voorhees was a cop and didn't give a shit about it being nighttime,
Maniac Cop.
Jason comes out in the day.
Yeah, but not like a maniac cop.
When he's in the when they're at the lake, he kills people during the day too.
I can't remember a single death in the day, except for maybe when he's in space because you don't know what time it is.
It's always dark in space.
It's always nighttime in space.
All right, bitches.
All right, be sure to check us out www.totlb.com and of course subscribe. Stop doing that.
Somewhere over here.
Be sure to subscribe. Hit the thumbs up on this and hit the little bell so that you know when we post new videos.
Yeah, because this is not going on Facebook.
Yeah, if you could just click all the shit that's visible to you on the screen, except for the dislike button.
No. I'm saying though that this because we've told people to subscribe to the YouTube channel but every video we've put on Facebook so far, and this is one of them that's not going to hit Facebook. So you can only see this video on YouTube.
It's exclusive to YouTube.
There you go. See, there you go.
YouTube.
There you go.
What was that?
I don't know.
Did somebody ask you to do that?
No. Oh, okay. Well, there's one person watching now. I don't know who it is.
Hi, one person.
Hi. Well, we're about to leave. Sorry.
Bye, one person watching.
Bye.
We love you. Switch over to Facebook now.
Switch over to Facebook. We'll see all you guys later. And I'm done.
Bacon?
Well, I mean, not at this particular instant. I'm just saying.
She's finishing baking those scones.
Scones.
She said she'll holler at us when...
Motherfucker pulled a knife on me today.
I wish that would have been when we were live on YouTube.
Damn it. Doyle is trying to kill me.
It's fair. Not really.
Probably deserved it.
I fixed my door with that knife.
Is this your Whitland knife?
It's my Whitland stick.
So we are going right to YouTube or Facebook?
What's Facebook again?
It's a social media platform where people share life advice.
What Facebook is.
Oh shit, I didn't stop the recorder.
I'm so happy. I can't wait to hear that later.
I realize.
See you guys later.
We're
going on to our old man segment, everybody.
This is Russell Nolte with Wannabe Press, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
This just in. We interrupt your currently scheduled podcast for an important announcement. I'm Paul.
And I'm Jimmy, and we are Meta'd Podcast, meta-analysis of everything, video games.
And not video games.
Well, primarily video game-themed podcast.
Check out our Zelda series, and stay tuned for whatever adventure comes next.
Now we return to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Fighting, writing something.
Fighting.
I cannot talk.
We're coming back to the show. We're on recording there, but I'm going live.
Regular recording?
Regular recording. I'm going live right now.
We're on the Facebooks next.
We are going on the books of face that apparently Doyle doesn't know what Facebook is, so.
It's on MySpace, bro.
Wow.
Blank
page. Did you see that MySpace reorganized itself and lost, like, 8 years of music or something like that?
Wow.
Yeah, they
they migrated servers and, like...
Wasn't the only good thing MySpace was being used for at this point?
Is music, yeah.
Hey, Facebook, how are you?
That's really all that MySpace
free
is
music
at this point.
Storage.
Hi, Facebook. We're live. Facebook. We're live deep inside.
Live face.
That's like when you buy shoes and then the shoebox just holds random shit later. That's what MySpace became. A social media network. It's just like, just keep your music on there. It's like an internet iPod.
Apparently, we're talking about social media today.
Well, this is the old man segment.
Yeah, and MySpace
is pretty old.
You weren't even alive when MySpace was out.
MySpace was in high school.
He's just giving you shit.
Dummy.
So we should talk about somebody becoming an old man.
Who, you?
Happy birthday, Juan.
Oh, well, thank you.
Like two weeks and 2 days ago.
Which was actually yesterday.
Well, Juan loves time travel.
That would be amazing.
So you know, we know, but
yes.
Our listeners and viewers don't know. What did you do for your birthday?
Oh, I don't normally do anything for my birthday, and so my wife wanted to go out, and so I was like, all right, cool. I let my little son choose, and we went to Chuck E. Cheese. I fucking love
best.
Chuck E. Cheese.
A, it completely reinforces everything we make fun of you about.
That's all right. I'm
B,
fine with that.
That's pretty awesome.
I love Chuck E. Cheese.
Did you have fun?
We won damn near 2,000 tickets, so it was fucking awesome.
Thought for a split second, and then I realized it's you, so you weren't. That you were inviting me to Chuck E. Cheese. It was just really weird. It's just like, I was like, motherfucker, never invited me to anything ever. And he's just like, Chuck E. Cheese tonight.
Side note, I don't do anything ever. There's nothing to be invited to.
Same thing. I go to fucking work. I'm not saying that there's different shit. I'm just saying it just came across super weird because I was like, happy birthday, do something. And you're like, Chuck E. Cheese tonight. And I'm like, just in general tonight?
You're like, I don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. It's where there's all sorts of fucking screaming kids there.
There wasn't. There's not, bro. When was the last time you went to Chuck E. Cheese?
Every time I've gone to Chuck E.
Cheese. They revamped Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, it's not, like, I remember everybody saying that, you know, there's a bunch of kids. Well, I mean, there are a bunch of kids,
but. What day of the week did you go?
Well, it was Friday.
Oh, that's surprising to me.
Yeah, there's not, there actually was not that many people there at all.
To be honest, I'm surprised Chuck E. Cheese exists anymore because I never see a lot of people there.
Yeah, every time we go, but generally we go on a Wednesday, right in the middle of the day.
All the kids
used
to go to Chuck E. Cheese, they all go to Dave and Buster's now.
Oh, that's true. They grew up.
Dave and Buster's is too expensive.
He's saying is that everybody that went to Chuck E. Cheese is an adult now.
Fuck that, I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Or Round 1, if they have those around here.
It's like
Round 1, it's like basically the same thing.
Oh, that's in Denver, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
AC and
so why is there pizza bad? That's the weird thing.
So there was I like to watch the React channel on YouTube, and they just did one the other day where the people ate three different pizzas, and they had to guess which one was the Chuck E. Cheese one, because there's some kind of fucking rumor that Chuck E. Cheese recycles their pizzas. So if I eat all of my pizza but two, they'll save enough of the twos to make one full pizza again, and they'll give it to somebody else. It's like some sort of crazy myth about
like
Chuck E. Cheese. And so they had Little Caesars, Chuck E. Cheese, and I think Pizza Hut there or some shit like that, and you had to guess which one it was. So I love their channel, by the way. The React channel is cool as shit.
So all
what
trash
do you mean
pizza.
The React channel, right?
That's what it's called.
But there's so many React channels.
No, it's actually just called it's called React.
Yeah, people do reaction videos, but their whole channel is the React channel. It's generally kids, but they did have one where kids who are younger play like Duck Hunt for the first time, or they're like
those are the Nintendo ones are hilarious.
Yeah. Or they're like, this is from your grandma's age, and it's music, and they have to guess who it is and shit. Yeah. That's them. That's cool.
My favorite is
their channel's badass.
My favorite is. I forget what game they
What's
were
up,
playing.
Isa? I don't know who you are, Isa Worry. I might have said that wrong. I'm sorry.
You definitely said that wrong.
Isa Worry.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Oh, all right.
But I'm assuming.
It's W-U-R-I-E.
Yeah, but the way you were like.
Worry. Worry.
Rural.
Worry?
I'm sure they love it.
I'm sorry, Isa. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Maybe we do know who they are. Say their name correctly.
So the one I like is this kid. He's probably playing like Mario or like Metroid or something. He picks up the controller and he's all, oh, what kind of lame controller is this? It only has two buttons. Play, die. Play, die. Play, this game's too hard. Like, it's right? So funny.
Oh, shit, he's from London.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
You don't know him.
Correct.
How are you?
Can't swim that far.
Hopefully London's awesome. I imagine it to be awesome. So
I assume it is.
I imagine it to be great.
There's all sorts of Doctor Who's and Dracula.
I've never been to London.
No Trump.
I've been close.
Trump. Yeah, they do have Brexit, though. So
that's true.
He's probably like, stop it.
Brexit's like Trump light.
Worry?
Trump is
are you
Brexit
making
light.
Fun of the way, or are you telling us how to pronounce it? I don't know. I love this. I love interacting. I know you hate it. I love it.
I know. That's just
we have
me.
One random other podcast member who nobody else can communicate with. That is going to watch this movie. Dude in London.
It's awesome, though. Thank you for watching.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you listen.
What time in London is it right now?
All right. So I'm going to dig into my it is.
Oh, shit. He's a bus driver.
It's like a 7 hour.
He says we don't know him.
Difference. Yeah, we do not. Correct.
He's like, you don't know me. I'm checking you out. I'm a bus driver.
I get up at like 2 or 3 in the morning to interview the World of Sport people in like the early, like 10 or 11 in the morning. So I think it's like a 7 or 8 hour time.
What time is it there, Isa? He'll know.
He'll tell us.
Yeah, so he's been very interactive. I love it.
So do I. I legit.
That is pretty cool. This guy's like from not around here. That's actually awesome.
So
I think it's weird that his name is slowly becoming more like ISIS every time.
No, Isa. Isa. Don't.
It was like
no.
Before. It started with a W last time.
He says it's 5 p.m. there, and he loves us.
5 p.m. Fantastic. We love you too,
we
man.
We love you too.
Thanks for listening and driving those buses.
God damn it.
So it's a 6-hour time difference.
Wow.
So.
1700.
So, going to dig into the old man pick.
1700?
Shut
the fuck up.
He's the one doing it. Not me.
Juan, this is literally time travel.
I said we are time travel.
Oh, shit, he's in the future. Oh, shit.
Bro.
In wow. the year 2000.
They had to change that.
The next 5 hours.
My predictions.
Oh, shit. Dom called us sons of bitches.
Hi, Dom.
Hey, Dom. We love you, buddy.
Dom.
In the next 5 hours.
I got to thank
Tim
Dom. He made me a lot of money yesterday.
Dom made you a lot of money?
Yes, he did.
Nice. Good job, Dom.
Thank you, baby.
Never make me no money, Dom.
I sent that bitch out so don't come back to you.
Wow.
Next time, Dom.
I don't understand what the obsession with the knife is today.
I don't know.
I told him to do it. Oh. He succumbs to peer pressure easily.
Very easy.
He comes easy, too.
It's not that hard. Tim, you just know how to work the balls, man.
Wow.
I don't have all that Shaq dick, you know, experience, but... I'm not working with a whole
that
lot.
Just that just looked
season.
Miserable.
So
way.
Before you dive into old man segment, tell us how Hellboy Day was. We didn't even talk about Hellboy Day.
Awesome, oh, that's right.
So John comes in, and he's only got like half the thing on, so he's only got the face on. So Dom and I are like, oh shit, that's that new Hellboy DLC skin. Fucking. Fucking.
That's so good.
That's funny.
That Agent Hellboy skin. But, The Patrick Reynolds, he was a really fucking cool guy. Like, I would love to, like, hang out with him. Like,
he seemed cool, except for he was wearing a vest.
Yeah, he was, like, way overdressed.
What the fuck does that mean?
He is a gentleman.
If you walk out of your house, like, slacks and a vest and a button-down t-shirt to a normal everyday event.
Maybe that's his everyday thing.
This isn't an everyday event.
It's
a 25th
day.
Anniversary
maybe
of something.
Just, like, professionalism. And then he was, like,
maybe,
way over
yeah,
that.
Maybe he's a
oh, that's right. He is kind of at a job.
Professional.
That makes
his
sense.
Work is so beautiful. I was flicking through his.
Dom
like,
said,
work.
DLC!
He was a really fucking cool guy. There was a huge fucking crowd. A lot of people came out.
Nice.
Randy dropped off that freebie.
The next
Hellboy
man.
Oh, that's cool as shit. Who won it? Was it somebody
yet.
We know?
I don't know yet.
Did people actually care about Hellboy?
A lot of fucking dude.
What
yeah,
does that mean?
Lots of people love
it. I'm asking this because when we went to the Action Comics 1000, nobody gave a shit about Superman.
That's because no one except for AC gives a shit about Superman.
I like Superman.
True. But
100% true.
People like
AC
Superman.
Went AC went full AC on Z2's pod, so if you want to hear like a huge knowledge drop, like the Zacks are trying to wrap up and AC sat down, it's like, I'm sorry guys.
We're here for a couple hours.
Yeah, you're on the hook for like another 40 minutes. And they were.
We fully embrace the AC. They don't know what to do with AC.
Everybody in our group knows. You ask AC a question. And then you listen.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you should do, because he's about to drop, like, some crazy fucking knowledge on you.
AC's like
Dom
a
said,
man in a tribe.
Dom said, wow,
like,
Doyle.
Sit down, I'm going to tell you a story. And then you make a movie out of it.
It's called Black Panther.
I would never stab you, Dom.
Great.
Wakanda
Forever. I would never stab
you. I think he was reacting to the fact that you said nobody liked Hellboy.
No, I didn't say nobody likes Hellboy. I love Hellboy. So, I'm just saying I was... It at Action Comics 1000, it shocked me. I was just curious.
Yeah, nobody
if, like, the
gave
same
a
thing
fuck. They were all
Hellboy.
There for the variants. That was it.
Superman was their biggest character event. He said,
"What
the Superman? The Action Comics 1000 event."
They might
right, Doyle's not saying.
No,
that
no,
it wasn't
I know.
Successful.
See, that's just what Doyle just said, or yeah. Dom.
Like
he said, that was their biggest event
for sure. They were definitely packed. Yeah. But when we were trying to talk to people, nobody.
No, I know.
Fuck about
I listened to the episode.
You like Superman? Nah.
You know what it is? It's the difference between the. I don't like Captain Marvel because I don't like the story versus how successful it is. It's that same kind of dynamic.
Right.
Where people weren't interested in Superman, they're interested in the physical comic book.
Yeah, like this was total different. Like, I literally had two women come up. They were sent there because they have a Hellboy friend that couldn't make it. Like, nobody was doing that shit for Action 1000. They were like, so can you tell us about Hellboy? Like, we were sent here by somebody.
That's awesome.
And I was like, yeah, fuck. It was like me, AC, and Dom gave him the rundown.
Oh,
and,
AC.
And Jeremy.
They were also on the hook for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to that episode, you can listen to special episode number 2. That's our Action Comics 1000 episode.
Nice.
It was a good fucking day, though.
How many special episodes have we had?
We are in the 30s, I think, because every interview at this point is a special episode. So
it helps. It makes it easier for people to listen.
Yeah, very easy. It's cool. But
I do like the new format. It's
nice. Nobody showed up for Conan, is what Dom just said.
Yes, that's right.
Conan the Interscape.
I mean, I'm sure Rio would have been there, too. Me and Rio.
He's like, fuck Conan. I'll take every single one of them.
I've never said fuck Conan in my life. Maybe I would fuck Conan.
Whoa. Hey, there's 4 people watching. What's up?
Hi, 4 people.
4.
Dom and Nysa. I think. I don't know who the other 2 people are.
I'm down. There's only 2 of the Conan variants 5 now. That I don't have. I don't have the Schwarzenegger one because I don't want to pay $30 for it.
Just pay the $30, completist.
I don't have the Tom Hildebrandt one because it's a 1 in 500 and it's going for like insane amounts of money on eBay.
The
what
one?
Tom Hildebrandt. He did a lot of like the iconic paintings of like Tolkien's work. He did a lot of those, so.
Might Should be I get the in? Only Conan he's ever done, maybe.
I think it is, yeah. Should I get into my old man pick?
Let's do it.
I think you guys will appreciate it. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Jared said, so it's a special episode where someone catches it in the face.
Got it. Okay.
What's up, Jared?
So last week, me and the kids were all pretty sick.
Because he just kind of got that vibe, he said.
Yeah, we had strep and all that sort of shit. So I was super, super tired last Sunday. And I wanted to kind of like just put something on TV that would be entertaining enough that the kids would sit and watch it quietly. But it was also long enough so that I could like take a nap or like doze off in the middle of it, that sort of thing. So I put on Bill and Ted's.
Shit.
Okay. I got through, I got like probably like 80% of the way through Excellent Adventure because it's just a good movie. Like it's a lot of fun. It was really cool. I had Sophia and Hannah just hanging out with me. They were laughing. They thought it was funny. You know, I made it all the way through it or most of the way through it before I fell asleep. And then I kind of woke up at the end credits and Hannah's like, what are we going to watch next? I was like, well, I mean, obviously we need to watch Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. So I put on Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, right?
You guys love that movie? Wait until you hate this one.
So I fell asleep way earlier into Bogus Journey, like probably within the first like 5 or 10 minutes. Because I was fucking tired. I was wiped out. I wake up. And Sophia is just, like, sitting there.
Tom said, wild stallions!
So Sophia's just sitting there like this. And Hannah sees that I'm awake. And she goes, do we have to finish watching this?
Wow.
I was like, yeah, we do. So I stayed up for the rest of the movie. We get done with it. Sophia just turns and looks at me and goes, Dad, that was awful.
The second movie does not
hold up very well.
Maybe it's not just a clever name.
Yeah.
Bogus Journey for everyone.
So here's what's hilarious, though. When I was a kid, I fucking loved that movie. Like, what
happens with everybody? Everybody has that movie or multiple movies they love that suck.
So, like, I saw it. I ended up going back and rewatching the parts I missed just to see if it was as bad as she thought it was. It is. Like, I'll defend it to their face, to, like, Hannah and Sophia's face. I'll be like, you're wrong. Bill and Ted is amazing. But here,
Piggy Wiggy.
With our friends,
no, it's just like,
Bogus Journey's real bad, guys.
I haven't watched that one in a long time. I've watched the first one a good amount.
Fucking rough. Like, it is a rough watch. What's a movie that you loved as a kid, you rewatched as an adult, and you were like, fuck this?
As a kid, Anaconda's pretty close.
Ooh,
That movie's awful.
I remember liking that when I was
That movie's fucking straight awful.
Starship Troopers?
Oh, I love Starship Troopers.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's rough, man.
No, it is not.
Denise Richards' acting makes me want to shoot myself in the face.
Wow.
And then you got Doogie in there. Is it Doogie?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, they're so bad, both of them. I'm glad Doogie's not in for long.
Side note.
Johnny Rico.
Do you want to know
Issa,
more?
Issa wants to know, out of all of the Keanu characters, if they were in a major brawl, who would win?
John Wick.
John Wick. Sure.
I don't know.
Maybe Neo. Maybe.
Oh, just Neo. Neo for sure.
No way. John Wick knows everything that Neo knows, man.
He can stop bullets.
Yeah.
But obviously Point Blank, Keanu
wins. Sure.
At Point Blank?
Neo stops the bullets. Fucking John Wick just runs at him with a pencil.
And then Neo runs inside of John Wick and explodes him.
And then John Wick just turns back into John Wick.
He just forms back together like T-1000. He's like, he can't be stopped.
You gotta roll with the reality warping Neo, is what Jared said.
That's wrong. What
about Gabe? I agree, Jared. I agree with you.
How about you, Tim?
Gabe's a douche.
Yeah, I am. What's a movie from your childhood that when you rewatch it as an adult is like the worst fucking movie you've ever seen?
Fern Gully. I love that movie as a kid.
That movie's
wow. I didn't even have to think about it. And then I watch it now, I'm like, fuck, man. I can't do it anymore.
That's the most blatant tie to Avatar that exists, I think.
It is the prequel to...
I loved Avatar when I saw it. When I watched it, like, maybe a year ago, I was like, fuck, this is hard.
I didn't like that movie.
To this day, I still randomly say, price check on fruit juice bar.
I mean, yeah. Patty is awesome, but the movie is garbage.
I don't have a movie. I don't remember. Because I only really started paying attention to movies not too long ago.
I feel like somebody's going to roast me for hating Fern Gully.
Jared said, great meatballs. Shower scene in Starship Troopers.
How about you guys?
Ricky,
even the boobs in that was not
Ricky,
good.
Ricky V? Isa says, what the hell does that mean? Bro, Rocky. He meant Rocky. Rocky, not Ricky. He meant Rocky.
Yeah, fuck Ricky V.
I was like, who's Ricky V?
I don't like that guy either.
Rocky
you
5.
Thought it was a, you Rocky thought it was 5. A Keanu reference.
Yeah, I was like, who's Ricky?
The fifth Rocky is like disrespectful. It's like, you love this character. And then in the fifth one, it's like, he shit on his whole family. He fucking lost all his money. He's punch drunk. I was like, damn, they just... Fuck Rocky. Like, you loved him in the first four movies. Now watch how his life fell apart. Introducing Tommy Gunn.
It's disrespectful.
You don't care about
it. I love it.
It is. So many Hollywood things are disrespectful.
How about Jared or anybody else that's watching, Dom?
Oh, if any of you guys are watching.
Guys, what's a movie that you loved as a kid and then you rewatch it and it's terrible?
Jared said, Tommy Gunn. I don't want to keep waiting.
You know what other movie was really awful that I fucking loved as a kid? I made my dad take me to see it in the theater like, I want to say like four or five times. We watched Iron Eagle.
Yes.
And then I rewatched it
that
like
fucking awful.
Like I rewatched it like about a month and a half ago. I was like, oh, wow, this movie is really bad. Like, I have no idea why I like this.
He races that kid on the fucking motorcycle and then crashes his plane. Nobody gives a shit. Yeah. It's just like, kids will be kids. It's a fucking airplane.
Oh, Jared said Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched that recently.
That movie, I don't
know if it'll hold up.
There are parts of Ace Ventura that hold up, but overall, as a whole, no.
I liked the second
one. The fuck was I thinking, he said. I like. I kind of like the second one better than I do the first one. I don't know.
Either of them. I'm not
because
huge...
of the White Devil scene.
Yeah.
And the scene where he punches that really old guy and then takes him over his shoulder.
He's fucking got fucking those things in his legs. Yeah.
I noticed you called me. What's the White Devil? This is how they know you.
I love the meme that came out with that scene where it was like Justice League. Batman versus Superman. Like, that was fucking amazing. How about a modern movie that you love and everyone else seems to hate?
That I love and everyone else seems to hate?
Shit.
I have mine. It's Last Samurai.
I love Last Samurai, though.
People, overall, though.
Captain Marvel.
Last Samurai, I feel like, is like that one movie where people...
White Savior? That's a reason why a
that's
lot of
why,
people hate
that's
it.
That's why people don't
it's
like
not
it.
White Savior,
also
though.
Tom Cruise. It's definitely White Savior,
dude. The
whole
movie is about Tom Cruise being saved by the Japanese culture. The whole movie's about that. He starts out as a drunken asshat who can't deal with his own life and ends up happy again by living through the Japanese culture.
Yes, and
also, why are you standing up?
Because his back hurts.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It was just really confusing.
Why? Jared loves, like,
he also does
White Savior! Put, like, four exclamation marks on
it. He doesn't say anything in the movie. That's why I think it's so weird that it's White Savior.
Oh, I have a good one.
Well, that's why it's touted. I'm saying that's why people
The Rocky films were the only time I wanted the white guy to kick the black guy's ass, says Issa. I have a good one. Prometheus. Prometheus would be one for me.
Well, I like Prometheus too.
Well, but no, there is so much hate for that fucking movie.
Yeah.
I like Prometheus.
Prometheus and Covenant. I thought they were both great. They should have left the deleted scenes in. That's really what would have done it. The deleted scenes make so much more sense.
I didn't like the third Star Trek movie, the new one.
I didn't watch any of them. No, I didn't watch any of the new ones. I was never a Star Trek guy, and then Discovery came along, and now I'm like, fuck, I want to watch everything Star Trek now. I like Star Trek Discovery. It's a good one.
TNG's hit or miss for a lot of people.
You know what my movie is?
If you don't have the nostalgia behind it,
yeah,
there's some hard-to-watch episodes.
Oh, the whole first fucking season's terrible.
Yeah. But, I mean, Picard is still shit.
For me... Movie that I love that a lot of people seem to hate, the new Ghostbusters, the Lady Ghostbusters.
I don't hate it. I just don't
I get it.
I'm so gray.
I fucking enjoyed the shit out of it. I loved it.
Yeah, same thing. I watched it. It was like, man.
Which is fine. All right. Well, our breakfast is ready, so.
We get some bacon and scones.
Facebook.
Skews.
Be sure to check us out. www.
Thanks for all the interaction.
.totlb. We enjoy talking with you guys. If you have...
Jared said he likes midichlorians. Fucking episode one.
Episode one.
So. That's a good one. If you like that one, nobody else does.
Jar Jar Binks says, Misa hate you.
I can handle Jar Jar Binks. What I hate about that film is like the two-hour pod race. Not necessary.
Not necessary.
Fuck
it's just,
me.
You know what God I hate damn. About that film? The four-hour film.
Yeah.
Hey, that movie. So I'm going. A few things that make no sense.
I like Darth Maul.
The Jedi don't give a shit about the people who took them to the meeting in the first place.
Right.
They come to the meeting. Their whole fucking ship gets blown up. The fucking captain, who's like 12, dies. And they're like, huh, it was a short meeting. I'm like, they're fucking dead, asshole.
The prequels.
Obi-Wan gives no shit.
I think I said this before on the show. The prequels exist for the one moment that's badass. Like, you watch all of episode one for Duel of the Fates. You watch all of episode two for Yoda.
Is that what the Darth Maul fight scene's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
that was. Some deep nerd fucking shit. That was deep nerd shit.
You watch all episode for episode two for Yoda. You watch all episode three for high ground for the high ground.
That laugh almost broke me Mexican. I don't know what that means.
For the high,
I don't know what that means, Jared.
He's making fun of him being a Mexican.
Oh.
I Which think laugh? It's Jared.
It is Jared.
Oh,
Jared.
I was trying to think of what laugh the laugh that Obi-Wan gives. I get it.
No. He's saying the laugh that he just had because of what you said. Man, gotcha. You are a dumb fuck.
I'm tired, dude. I'm sleepy. I've been away for so many hours. Wow.
He says, you know Qui-Gon smashed Smee off screen.
That's probably true.
Oh, man.
There was a glint in her eye.
And her vagina.
Yes. Plus that scene where she was covered in midichlorians.
Waiting for that middo shot.
That was a deleted scene.
Oh my god. Facebook, we will talk to you next time we record.
Thanks, Facebook.
Qui-Gon and Mace Windu got along. www.totlb.com, and of course you can
Wait, should I stop Facebook?
No, not yet. You can also
yes. Issa, tell Issa Apple Podcast name real quick. It's just Thinking Outside the
Thinking
Long
Outside
Box.
The Long Box.
I don't know why I had to say that to you.
You can just go to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts. Go to Thinking Outside the Long Box to listen to our show. And, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to tinyurl.totlbtube.
High fructose porn syrup.
Fucking Jared.
Oh, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much for interacting with us on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, babies.
And of course, we're going to exit from the show now as well. Why did you just look at me like that?
How'd I look at you?
Oh, I don't know. It looked like you were... I haven't even stopped, and we haven't. You're interrupting me.
That's just the way it is.
Okay.
Anyway, you can find us, like I said, at www.totlb.com. You can go on to Instagram or Twitter at Outside Long Box. You can find us at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox or at YouTube, tinyurl.totlbtube. Sorry, you distracted me there. Of course, if you have a project, we'd love to talk to you. We love talking to people that create the things that we love. You can hit us up on outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. Talk with Juan. He'll set you up with some interview time, and hopefully I won't fuck it up.
Yeah, fucking Gabe.
Of course, you can call us on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May his midget ass love and soul.
Crazy? I saw the ghost of Michael.
You know what's
Kirk
funny?
Yesterday.
Is this hasn't been on at all.
What hasn't?
The microphone.
The microphone.
That one.
So they must have been listening to us from that, which is cool. That makes me happy because I know that that works just fine.
God damn it, Juan did it again. I even asked you.
I believe you asked him if it was plugged in this time. And it is plugged in. It's just not on.
That's funny. I like it. It's but so weird. It's good because they can hear us from there. That's awesome. Makes me feel good.
He's got a good microphone, I guess. Yeah. God damn.
Well, if you want to make fun of Juan for not doing things right, which he does fine. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you. You recorded a whole episode with one fucking side missing.
I know. Anyway, you can call us on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline.
That's what he meant to do.
970-573-6148. You can go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TOTLB, and help support the show, or TOTLB.com/shop to buy junk that says TOTLB.
Wow, it's not junk.
It's not junk.
Wow.
They make good stuff. Chelsea and them make good stuff. Etch and sketch glassworks.
Yeah. I got a Tumblr that you guys can't buy.
They can buy a Tumblr, just not the colored ones.
I have a whiskey glass.
They're all the steel now.
That I can't drink from colors anymore. Only.
Yeah. Whiskey. No colors. Whiskey. They don't do any colors.
Why are you saying what way?
What way?
Well, of course, we want to thank all of our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle.
I don't know why you're pointing. We're not fucking recording like that anymore.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Everybody point at Doyle. Moment of silence.
We're not on camera. Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, Christine, Michael, and Megan, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support.
But not Tim.
Hopefully everybody's liking the videos that we're putting up. It's a lot of content. That's the big thing that I want is content.
Content is
content.
King.
Bad or good. Hopefully it'll get better.
I'm trying to think of something I can talk about.
I'm going to reinforce that really quick. Go to tinyurl.com/TOTLB2. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've been doing TOTLB in the car over the last couple weeks, which has been a lot of fun. So
I love it. It's,
me too. It's easy.
I don't normally have time, so the in the car is perfect because there's no kids, there's nothing. I can just record for 5 or 6 minutes.
That's if we all keep doing it, eventually someone's gonna watch one of our horrible deaths.
No, I don't look at the camera.
Yeah,
I don't ever look at the phone.
I just drive and talk to it. So
I wait till I get to the parking lot.
You got us the Burbs lady. She was really excited about your video. The ghost in the Burbs.
I'm surprised that she found that.
Well, I tagged her in it.
Oh, okay.
Suddenly less surprised.
Yeah, makes sense.
The other podcast doesn't have a Facebook page, which is weird.
The other podcast is like, seriously, I listened to the first season. It was amazing. Fucking vanished off the face of the air. No episodes.
Oh, well, that's
no
probably
nothing.
Why then.
And then it came back randomly. And, like, that dude's kind of secretive, though. It's weird, I think, because he does things in a weird way. But
like John Steele fucking what's his name?
Well, I'm glad her podcast is great.
She liked it, and she fucking promoted it, and so she commented on YouTube. So
nice.
She was
very
she
cool.
Said it made her day. So
that's good.
Good job, Doyle.
It's a good podcast.
It's probably the first time you've made somebody's day in a long time.
A woman's for sure.
Wow.
With that said, I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
This has been another episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Watch Maniac Cop.
Yeah, watch Maniac Cop.
We need a bigger boat.
Thinking
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.